Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, you keep up that fantastic work. Thank you very, very, very much indeed for talking to us. That is Julian Fennessy, Director of the Giraffe Conservation Foundation, talking to us live from Namibia. Really appreciate your time, sir, and best of luck with your fantastic work. Talking of fantastic work,
yeah.
Well, the opposite, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, John Holmes is here.
Hi there.
Hi there. Last time I saw you.
Yeah.
In the Shard last night.
That's right. We took each other up the Shard. And it's an iconic building. Did you have a nice time?
I had a very nice time.
Good, yeah. It was
magic,
all right.
I always like a magic champagne glass. Those ones that just get filled up again and again
yeah.
and again. Mr.
Yeah.
John Holmes, despite your hangover, sir, after the office Christmas party, what's on your show?
There'll be bins.
Obviously.
Yeah, because apparently they're not being collected over Christmas.
They are not. We've talked about that on the show. Yeah, yes, yeah. Everyone's
angry about it. So we're going to make everyone angrier or just offer Cornelius's service to everybody over the festival where he can go empty bins.
I'm sure his parents won't mind.
They won't mind that.
He can just go, exactly.
Yeah.
That's all coming up. And, of course, the usual nonsense.
The usual nonsense.
On John Holmes' show after 1 o'clock. I'll be back with you at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Have a fabulous afternoon. This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back home, family arrive. Screaming children, snoring uncles, granny's teeth in the sink. Make it through the holiday horrors with Dear Deirdre's How to Survive Christmas. Turn sleepless nights into silent nights. Don't miss it in the Sun on Sunday this weekend. Part of the Sun's great giveaway. Hey!
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I'd pay PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
This Christmas, swerve the socks and get tooled up with this great gift idea from B&Q. The Forged Steel 55-piece heavy-duty toolkit is an amazing £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
TV or laptop? TV or laptop? TV?
What's up, Dan?
I can't choose.
Choose what?
Choose my free reward when I join Sky TV from £20 a month.
Free reward?
Yeah, free 32-inch LG TV or free Lenovo laptop.
It's a no-brainer, Dan.
You're right. I'm going to take the free TV. No, the free laptop. Ugh.
To choose your free reward, search Sky Bundles.
Offer ends 11th of December.
Up to £5.50 reward delivery fee, direct debit, subject status. £15 standard setup, Sky Q Kit is loaned at no cost. Minimum contract and further terms apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
It's 1 o'clock. It is Thursday. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MI6 warning over Syria. Scotland Yard investigates football scandal and giraffes that are facing extinction.
Talk Radio.
Britain's spy chief has warned Russian actions in Syria will have a tragic outcome and could put the security of Britain at risk. In his first public speech as head of MI6, Alex Younger says the scale of the terror threat is unprecedented. Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle says he disagrees with Russia's belief that bombing Aleppo will stabilise the war-torn country.
In the opinion of the head of MI6, it is not, and it is in fact having the opposite effect. It is radicalising Syrians, particularly the likes of Jawad al-Nusra, and that will have a longer-term effect on the stability of the world.
Britain's largest police force is investigating historical sex abuse claims involving football clubs in London. Scotland Yard says it will work with the nationwide investigation Operation Hydrant into the scandal, which has seen hundreds of people come forward with allegations. FIFA President Gianni Infantino says the matter must be taken seriously.
There must be zero tolerance. We probably have to look into that with more care and more attention in order to prevent any potential child abuse in the future.
The National Police Chiefs Council says officers are as appalled as anyone else over claims some have abused their authority for sexual gain. A report has found more than 400 allegations were made in England and Wales over a two-year period. Downing Street says the Foreign Secretary's remarks about a UK ally playing proxy wars are not the views of the government. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister says Boris Johnson's comments, which accuse Saudi Arabia of puppeteering, are his own personal opinions. And on the day conservationists have warned giraffes are facing extinction, a baby giraffe has been born in Kent. The male calf, who hasn't been named yet, was born at Port Lyme Reserve. The population of the world's tallest land mammal has declined by 40% over the last three decades due to habitat loss, illegal hunting, and civil unrest in Africa.
Is that why you've come wearing a giraffe outfit?
It's not a giraffe outfit.
It's giraffe-esque, I would say. It's boldly patterned like a giraffe.
It's a geometric print in this. It's similar colours, I'll give you that.
Thank you.
But this is navy, and I'm not aware that giraffes have any navy on them normally.
No, but it's just that it's the repetitive nature of the pattern that reminds one of a giraffe, is all I was thinking. And I don't know whether this was a new thing where you're theming your outfit each day to the news. So, for instance, if there's a story about the navy, you could probably wear that again.
Yeah, but...
It might be a good idea.
I mean, a sailor outfit I could wear. That would be better, wouldn't it?
I think we know all we need to know about that. You keep that sort of thing to yourself, miss. Back to that bloke you met on a boat.
It's nothing to do with him.
No?
Can I do the weather now, please?
Yeah, all right.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mild, cloudy and wet in south of England and Wales. Dry and brighter elsewhere. Highs of 14 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria.
I'm not sure whether you're welcome.
Are you undecided?
Yeah.
Hey, bonus news today.
Yes.
So, for new listeners, allow me to explain, and for regular listeners, bear with me. So, Victoria's news is shorter than it used to be. It used to be 3 minutes, now two, or roughly.
Roughly.
Yeah. So she does bonus news at 2:30 to make the time up because she still gets paid the same. And today, because there's a thing coming on the show today whereby... I mean, we'll explain this later, but essentially Cornelius has taken to just answering any PR emails, whether they fit this show or not, because he thinks he works on This Morning with Holly and Philip. And so today we're doing a food test.
Oh,
I know, because it's really Christmas.
Yeah.
So some supermarkets have sent us some food. Obviously we said yes to that. Mm-hmm. So we're doing a food test later, but in and around that, bonus news comes. So we thought food news.
Okay.
But not vegetables, crucially.
Oh, okay.
Food news today.
Any food which is not a vegetable?
Yes.
So are we calling it food news?
Yes.
Food news without vegetables?
Food news. It's up to you.
Okay.
There we go.
I'll get Ben to do something.
Speaking of which, here is Ben with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United's Europa League clash against Zorya is expected to go ahead despite concerns over an icy pitch. Just 1 point will see United progress to the last 32. You can hear the game live over on TalkSport. Elsewhere, Southampton host Israeli side Hapoel Beersheva, where either a goalless draw or a win would see them safely through.
Shaver.
Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he can't offer any assurances that Alexis Sanchez and Mesut Ozil will sign new contracts. The high-profile pair have around 18 months left on their current deals, with Sanchez linked with a big money move to China this week. But Wenger is insistent he won't preside over the sale of either Sanchez or Ozil. Finally, cricket. England aren't in a bad position after day one of the forced test with India in Mumbai, despite losing 3 wickets in the final session. Keaton Jennings scored 112 on his debut, and the tourists closed on 288 for 5 in their first innings. Ben Stokes is unbeaten on 25, with Josh Butler not out on 18. England 2-0 down in the series. There's one more match to play. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
Powered by pre-recorded Ben there. That was some sport. Victoria had the news and was making an obscene gesture throughout Ben's sport. She was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, easy tiger. Right, so let's crack on. We've got a programme to make.
Talk Radio.
Find unmissable deals for Christmas and get free next day delivery with Collect Plus from very.co.uk. Get up to 50% off selected toys for the kids. And there's 3 for 2 on gifts and jewellery. Buy 3 and the cheapest is free. Then choose Collect Plus at the checkout for free next day delivery to a local store. It's available for most small in-stock items. Hurry! Offers end on the 23rd of December. Get more out of every day with very.co.uk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
On the historic day, of course, when two women need to go in for a safety check. They think it might be faulty wiring. The friction where the jaw meets the skull. I can hear a hubbub.
Piece of radio-themed crockery.
And we can hear a bit of it now.
Because 8 squash 9.
Good afternoon, Jeff.
Hello, John. How are you?
They wanted Sweden to be more south. Sweden, of course, is a flat pack country.
And French beans are in at number 10.
They must be a racist.
Yes, that's right. So let's talk about wings. I mean, you've heard of the West Wing.
Attached the balloon around his mouth.
Yeah. The data indicate that if you are regularly doing that...
You're probably regularly doing
that.
Yeah.
The punchline is we're paying the taxi driver in coins.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes. John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am about to get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
So, hello and good afternoon once again as we bound into your Thursday with all the enthusiasm of that escaped goat from the news that headbutted a pensioner. I am a man called the name of John Holmes, and just as Boris Johnson's leaked comments about Saudi Arabia having weak leadership, and he said that they abuse their religion for their own ends, they twist it, he said. And just as those comments are awkward and embarrassing, given that Saudi Arabia is our ally and he's the Foreign Secretary, let us now lead you through another 3 hours of awkward and embarrassing broadcasting as we cram our regular lineup of half-arsed and ill-conceived radio features into the gap between 1 and 4 on a weekday. Thursday today, of course. Here on Talk Radio and presumably elsewhere, although I haven't checked the data. And while we are still quite new at Talk Radio, we're only nine months old, really. And as a result, we're nowhere near as popular or successful as the BBC. You know, but at least we're not being sued by Cliff Richard, so that's good, isn't it? These songs... I mean, there's still time for that to happen. By the end, by 4 o'clock...
Yeah, what are you about to say?
I was going to say, by 4 o'clock, I could have pretty much nailed that down.
Yeah.
I mean, the boss did say, look, we want to compete with the BBC. And I mean, all right, I can do that. I can do that. I can say something about Cliff Richard that we get him to sue. I can
do
it.
No, you can't.
I could.
No,
I mean,
you can't.
I literally could.
You could,
I mean,
but
I could.
Don't.
Okay. Christmas time. Didn't do a crime. Children sing, and that's all they do, and that's all they've got to do with anything. With police in his apartment being filmed by the BBC, it's time to sue for invasion of privacy.
There.
It's good, isn't it? Merry Cliffmas, everyone. Anyway, hello. Shall we now rummage through the contents of today's show without a warrant? I rather think we should. Headline hijack is on the way. Fake news is big news, as I'm sure you are aware. Some very big stories recently coming out of specifically America about fake news, but we've always been ahead of the curve here on Talk Radio. In fact, this whole show is shaped like a curve to fit you better. So rather than tut at fake news and think it's a bad thing, we positively embrace the notion. We invite you to make something up that's vaguely news-shaped and get it over to us. And hear it repeated as fact from out of Victoria's mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
At 2 o'clock in the 2 o'clock bulletin. It's Headline Hijack. 87222 is the number.
Start your message with the word
at
talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
We will meet a lonely luncher. If you're lunching alone, then why not pass the time that you ordinarily spend crying into an egg sandwich to better use and get in touch with us. You will be inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You could be on the radio with us, talking to us. Idle chit-chat. Come on the radio, say something about Cliff Richard. It's up to you.
No, don't do that.
And you will be a proud member of the Lonely Lunch Club here on Talk Radio. And we'll reward you with a gift prize. You can email us for that lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Ask Broadcast will call you back. And you won't understand a word she says. Because she's northern. There's work experience punditry, of course, today. Slim J is back with her look at geeky, gadgety stuff just in time for Christmas. Day's big stories relentlessly examined through the medium of Japanese poetry. It's very much like Radio 4's Today programme, that. But with a strict syllable rule. I bet they wish they'd thought of it. The news in haikus. The diversity paper review today. Matt's doing it. He's Jewish. There's a man from TalkSport who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz to review the showbiz. He's called Rhys. There's today's, well, this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster, in which a radio presenter has his or her knowledge tested as to full-set breakfast presenter Paul Ross. Knowledge and patience well and truly tested. That's at around 4:15 this afternoon. And as I mentioned earlier, we bring you the gift of food. Well, I say you, I mean us. Because what's happened is, well, Cornelius got an email.
Phone call.
Well, yes, but first you got an email about dogs.
Dogs, yeah.
So just on the basis of that, because you think you're working on Lorraine's programme on ITV or something. You booked a dog to come into the studio.
Yes, I did, John. And that went very well.
Yeah, feature that we just wouldn't normally do. But now, features that we wouldn't normally do have now become a feature in their own right, because there's another one today. So do you want to explain exactly what happened?
Well, basically, I picked up one of the phones.
Not
in the
even
office.
Your
Not
phone.
Even my phone.
No.
It was ringing, but no one's by it. And I picked up and went, "Hello, it's Katie from Tesco. Are you doing a Christmas food taste test on your radio station?" To which I immediately replied, "Yes, we are. Yes, we are right now. Because it's very soon, actually. Thank God you rang."
Because you knew there was food coming.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. So that's what's going to happen. We've got food from various supermarkets.
Yeah.
So we've got Tesco.
Tesco, Sainsbury's and Waitrose.
Right. And we're going to eat their food and test it. That's it. I mean, it really was as simple as an excuse as just getting some free food, which Cornelius has already eaten most of, it has
yeah.
to be said. So, I mean, it was just a ploy to... It's like a food bank for you, isn't it? It's like... Anyway, so that'll be happening later. Ginger Dave not with us today. Ginger Dave not producing. He's heard that the bin men are going on strike, so now he's got to take all those students' corpses to the tip himself. Should I say that thing about Cliff Richard now?
Don't you...
Okay. Ask Broadcast is through the glass. She's through
the miserable window!
Yep.
Honestly, she's like the opposite of Christmas. Chloe's on the buttons today.
Hi,
Chloe.
Hi, Chloe.
Chloe got engaged.
Oh no!
Chloe!
She got engaged.
Oh, let's see the ring.
Congratulations, Chloe.
Thank you.
Wow, that's underwhelming.
Victoria's got the news.
Yes.
And, well, you know Cornelius is here already.
Hello. Time.
So, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Hello. Let's start, as ever, to get us into the big story with some music.
Yeah.
It's Christmas time. There's no need to be afraid. At Christmas time, we let in light and we banish shame. And in our world of plenty, we can spread a smile of joy. Throw your arms around the world at Christmas time. It's hard.
Okay, then. So it's Band-Aid, of course, and it's the Christmas one.
You've broken the seal.
I've broken the seal.
You've broken the seal.
I have. I played a Christmas song a bit early, like I was a shop. Ah, but the thing is, of course, I'm playing it with good reason. It's to get to today's big story, Cornelius, because that is on Talk Radio how you move seamlessly, really, between items, I find it. So I get out of the menu there, very slick. Then I play a song which gets us into the big story because it's themed to fit today's big story. What do you think?
I didn't even notice we weren't in the menu anymore.
Today's big story. No, it's so slick.
Yeah.
What's today's big story then, do you think?
Well, from this song, presumably something to do with Christmas.
Yeah, that's right. And what won't there be in Africa this Christmas?
Snow.
Yes, that's right. And do you know why?
Because of the climate.
That's right.
It's just the general climate.
That's right.
Obviously, there will be at the top of the mountains.
Kilimanjaro has some snow.
Yeah,
so it's actually a lie,
incorrect.
That song. Incorrect, Bono, isn't it?
I want my money back.
Yeah. So do you want another guess as to why...
Are we feeding the world?
No, we're not. So there won't be snow in Africa, but what won't there be here?
Probably snow as well.
Yeah, that's also
unlikely.
That is true, yeah. But no, more specifically in the news...
News.
I'll tell you, it's bin collections. So there won't be any bin collections in Britain this year. That's the link.
Did you just want to play a Christmas song?
Yeah. But there won't be any bin collections over Christmas and New Year. That has got the Daily Mail and Julie Hartley Brewer in a froth. Can imagine such a picture. Actually, it's probably best you don't. So that's why we're playing that as today's big song. And we will be talking bin collections. Because it's what has got the nation talking. The fact that the council have said, many councils across Britain have said that bin collections will be suspended between Christmas and New Year. One of the busiest times for my bin, frankly. Because, you know, I've got to put a turkey carcass in it and all the cardboard stuff with all the fiddly little things to attach toys to cardboard that my children insist I open on Christmas. So there's that. So it's bin collections.
Bin collections.
And we're all angry about the date. That
everyone's angry about
the papers
bin
are angry,
collections.
And there aren't any because councils are trying to save money over Christmas. What a state of...
God.
You know, where's your song about that, Bono? Geld off.
God, the lines have lit up like a Christmas tree, John.
Get your priorities straight. All right, famine, but bin collections, Bob. Anyway, we'll talk about that next on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip. It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Breathe with confidence under the mistletoe this Christmas with CB12 mouthwash. Not only does CB12 mouthwash contain fluoride to help strengthen teeth, it also provides up to 12-hour protection from unpleasant breath. So close moments can be truly enjoyed this party season. Visit cb12.co.uk for more information.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Talk Radio. Traffic and Travel. Starting in Worcestershire, the M5 southbound, there's one lane blocked due to a broken down vehicle between junction 5 for Droitwich and junction 6 for Worcester. It's causing some very heavy traffic. In Kent, on the M2 heading towards London, there's a spillage on the carriageway between junction 3 for Chatham and junction 2 for Strood. You should approach that with care. In Salford Arundel, in Somerset, the A38, there's reports of an accident near Brimstone Lane for the Perry Elm roundabout. I'm Paul Jenkins.
If you're out and about this Christmas, you never know who you might bump into. Or who might bump into you. Get it right with a dash cam from Garmin, Neo, Nextspace or Transcend at Currys PC World. A dash cam gives you an ideal witness to all those wobbly Christmas drivers and black eye skidders. So buy one for your friends, family, dad, with up to 30% off. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Peace of mind. At Currys PC World, we start with you.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam's shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather steps.
Are you making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in. Cass's was pretty spectacular just then. Anyway, so what's been coming in, Cornish? Because this is the home of reaction, of course. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. You can react in our direction. There are reaction bins in supermarket car parks. Next to the bottle banks, if you're chucking some Christmas bottles in there, recycling, why not pop a reaction into the reaction bin while you're at it? The top one is for racists, the middle one's moderate views, the bottom, dirty ones, just for Julia Hartley Brewer. Cornelius, what have we got coming in?
Lots coming in, John. John, I am a genie. That's coming from Grant.
Yeah.
Grant swishes. And what just happened off air says... John took Cass's keys and put them down his pants.
And she really wasn't happy about it.
No.
Hi, Cass.
You actually did as well. I'm not happy.
We have fun on this.
She said she's not going to go home anymore. She's homeless. She'd rather be homeless.
She's going to get a locksmith.
Touch the keys, yeah.
Right, okay. So, now, speaking of people who don't seem to have a home, Bob Mills. Right, now, I've just seen, we talked about the big story today, his bin collections, right? This is in all the papers, Julia was talking about everything else, right? It's got the nation riled, no more so than our very own presenter Bob Mills, right? So, how should we put this? He arrived in the office this morning, right? Just ranting, essentially, about bin collections, right? And he's still out there doing it now, okay? So I thought, rather than talk to a special guest today... Mm. An expert on bins, all we need to do is just listen to him for a bit, because he's been out there moaning, telling anyone who'd listen, and a lot of people actually, if given the choice, wouldn't listen. And I've just noticed he's still doing it, right, out there. Mm. So, what we're going to do, we're going to get Harriet in here, because she's work experience, right? So let's get Harriet can come in to the studio. And then what we'll do is, I'm going to get your phone.
My phone, okay.
Yeah, right, and then get your phone. What are we going to do, Harriet? Hello, Harriet.
Hi.
What are we going to do is give you Cornelius's phone. Right, which would you like?
Thanks.
Right, and then just go and stand quite near Bob Mills.
Right. Okay.
At one point I'll try and talk to him, but if you can just stand quite near him, so we can just hear him moaning about. He's just out there.
Okay.
Yeah, you've seen.
So
him.
Go quickly. Run.
Okay. Right. Okay. And then once Harriet's,
he's just outside the studio, really.
Right. Okay. So if we fade up your phone now, we should be able to hear Bob Mills going on and on.
As a young man, I knew I had choices. I knew what do I want to do with my life. And for a while, I might have considered being a bin man.
It's still going on.
Taking my own rubbish to the tip. I'm doing that for the community. I decided to go down another route. So the fact that my council has said, because we're only going to empty your bins once every 3 months, you're going to have to become a part-time bin man. They've made that decision for me. over
He's
Christmas.
Really angry about this.
I ain't going to midnight mass. I ain't going to Christmas carol service. No, because I'm too busy. I've got to go to the tip, and the tip won't be open, so I'll just have to bung it all over the fence. There's a big wire fence in my tip. All my rubbish is going to have to go. I'm going to spend Christmas Day sliding, shoving old boxes through the railings of my council tip. Now, is that any way to run a country? Is that any way to run a civilised Christmas? No wonder Christmas is dying. Because people look forward to it and they just think it used to be festive. And now it's just lines of men in their 50s trying to fit boxes through railings in rubbish tips.
Yeah, well, Bob, I didn't interrupt you there. Sorry, I don't think you hear me correctly, but I think the phone should be on speaker so you can hear me. The news about the bins not being emptied over Christmas, I mean, Bob, you're going to have the best Christmas ever, and just think of the detritus that will be in the street because they're not collecting the bins over Christmas.
I've had to think long and hard because I know that just my family, right, create enough Christmas waste. Just wrapping paper, the boxes that the presents come into, the empty food containers, the empty bottles and things like that, just from my family, my immediate family, right? They basically, to swamp a third world country, basically I could do most third world countries, I could swamp just with my... Now, what do? Do I cut back? Do I say no? The bins aren't being opened, so therefore we have to not make the waste. So there's going to be less presents and less food and less drinking there. Do I do that? And watch my kids sit round a candle on Christmas Day thinking we can't have any presents because no one's collecting the boxes. No. Do you know snowplows, John? Do you know snowplows?
Yeah, I know snowplows, Bob, yeah.
Right. They're going to need snowplows where I live because all my neighbours are the same.
Yeah.
It's not going to snow, but just to clear a path for the traffic through the cardboard boxes.
Yeah.
And the wrapping paper.
And the turkey carcass.
And the empty tins and the turkey carcasses. They're going to need a snow plough just to clear a path through that.
It's a bin plough.
Right, you know what car I drive. You've all seen my car. It's a lovely, big, old Merc estate. It's a big car. It's a big estate.
Yeah.
I can go out with it, and I can take my wife out with it. I can't take my kids. Why? Because the back seats for the last month have been permanently folded down because I need the room not to move expensive furniture that I bought or works of art I picked up at auction, but to take my rubbish. My junk to the tip.
Yeah.
Now, I pay a lot of money every month, right, for people to come and do that, but the last time they came was late summer and they're due round again sometime in the new... Oh, they'll be round New Year's Day. They'll come New Year's Day because they want their Christmas box.
He's going on,
they'll make a big noise and drop stuff so I come out so they can stand there with their hands out. But I
anyway, it's fading out. He's just, yeah, he's going to go. That'll, I mean, really, that has been going.
I'm not talking about.
All right, he's been going on like that since he arrived at 9 o'clock this morning, and it's just been that. Anyway, that's Bob Mills just hanging around the office, moaning about bins all day. And as he seems to be an expert, that seemed the logical way to deal with that big story. Bob Mills, of course, on Talk Radio the weekends, Sundays at 7 p.m. with Tragedy Plus Time. We will take your reactions. Of course, you're probably livid about bins because we're British and that's what we do. 8-7-2-2.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like. Text message costs 25p. Plus standard network rate.
Right. In the next half an hour, we'll also meet a lonely luncher and get involved, of course, with our own fake news and headline hijack. 1:30 now. Here's Victoria. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The head of MI6 has warned the UK won't be safe until the war in Syria ends. Some 200,000 civilians in eastern Aleppo are cut off from food and medicine supplies. In his first public speech, Britain's spy chief, Alex Younger, was highly critical of what Moscow is trying to achieve in the Middle East.
In defining as a terrorist anyone who opposes a brutal regime, they alienate precisely that group that has to be on side if the extremists are to be defeated. Meanwhile, in Aleppo, Russia and the Syria regime seek to make a desert and call it peace. The human tragedy is heartbreaking.
Scotland Yard has started an investigation into allegations of non-recent sexual abuse at a number of football clubs in London. It comes after recent allegations regarding youth players being abused by coaches. Hundreds of police officers in England and Wales have been accused of abusing their position to sexually exploit people. A watchdog has identified more than 400 such claims in the 2 years to the end of March. Theresa May has delivered a slapdown to Boris Johnson over his remarks, accusing Saudi Arabia of puppeteering proxy wars. Her spokesperson says the comments aren't the government's view about its ally. And Johnny Depp has topped a list of the most overpaid actors in Hollywood for a second year in a row. According to Forbes, the star brought in just $2.80 at the box office for every dollar paid to him by production companies. Will Smith came second on the list, which also features Adam Sandler, Leonardo DiCaprio and Julia Roberts. The weather: mild, cloudy and wet in the south of England and Wales. Dry and brighter elsewhere. Highs of 14 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Yes, there is. And there's more in an hour because today bonus news is food news as well. A headline hijack on the way at 2 o'clock. Victoria's mouth. It's this one.
This mouth.
With which ordinarily she will operate to, you know, bring the news to you. It will be full of lies in about half an hour. But we'd like you to, well, supply the lies. Supply the lies. Fib fabricating fake your way into Victoria's mouth. And at 2 o'clock, you could hear your made up news story said out loud as truth. That's Headline Hijack, and it's on the way shortly.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday breakfast emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
She will. Right, it's 1:33. It's 1:33 now. And, Cornelius, has some of your reactions that have been coming in.
Lots coming in. John, I think this is a rubbish story. That's coming from Emma Wright. Sorry, no. Am I right? And this, John, what we're going to do with our rubbish this Christmas is just put it in boxes and wrap it up, because while there's no rubbish collection, each day someone collects gifts for the orphanage.
Yep.
So it can be their problem now. Hashtag I'm livid about bin lids.
Yeah, thank you very much. Here's one that's come in as well. This says, very simply, John, this, of course, this terrible news about bin collections not happening over Christmas will lead to a build-up of turkey remains and turkey leaves for balance, and present carcasses that will, and then we'll all die because piles of rubbish attract immigrants who come over here to eat it and live in it. And while they're here, they also eat our jobs and eat our benefits. That's coming from the Daily Mail. So if you've got a reaction, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's time for this. And this is Headline Hijack. I explained it moments ago, so let's not go down that route again. I mean, we're literally all sick of hearing it. But you've got 25 minutes to make up a news story and get it to us. That is Headline Hijack. It's there to confuse those who don't listen to this bit. You see, the data indicates that between 1 and 2 is often lunchtime. People pop out. To get some new keys cut or something. And then they get back to their desks at 2 o'clock, put the radio on, and here we are lying to them. But they believe it because it's in the news. Cornelius, what has come in?
Headline hijacks.
That's right. Read one out, then.
Okay. This has come in from Davey, who says that this year's Houses of Parliament annual charity pantomime has been cancelled just 2 weeks before curtain open after Speaker John Bercow and Colonel Bob Stewart MP were not able to settle an argument over who will be playing the Panto Dame. The conflict over who will be taking the important role was not able to be settled and reportedly came close to spinning over into violence when both of them turned up to a dress rehearsal dressed as Widow Twankey.
Widow what?
Widow Twankey.
Thank you. Disney have announced the latest Christmas Muppet film. Yeah, this is good, isn't it? It's going to... many have suggested it's going to be terrible. It's bad taste, but they're going ahead with it anyway.
Oh.
It's a parody. You know they do parodies. They've done Christmas Carol. And so on. 12 Years a Muppet. Kermit the Frog is taken as a sleigh. It's bad taste. I don't think they should do that.
No.
I don't think so. What else have we got here? Nigel Farage has said that when Britain trigger Article 50, this has come in from Dennis. When Britain trigger Article 50, the government should also choose to adjust Greenwich Mean Time in order to show the rest of the world how powerful we are as a nation. The United Kingdom is the UN-nominated official timekeeper of the world and therefore decides the time in every country in the world. It should be up to us, essentially. That's what Nigel Farage has said, according to Dennis. Now, if you've got a made-up news story... you got another one there? I mean, I can see you're bristling with them.
Yeah, I've got another one there.
All right, then.
This is from Tom, who says, and following the news that giraffes have been added to the endangered species list, animal welfare organisations are calling for a cull in predators of giraffes, including lions and tigers. They are arguing that giraffes are more important than big cats, as their long necks allow them to trim the canvas of forests, allowing water to drip through and feed the rest of the forest bed.
Thank you. If you're just joining us, by the way, we have been told by our bosses here that, and rightly so, because we you've got to aim for something, that Talk Radio is only really 9 months old. But our aim, eventually, our big aim, of course, is to compete with the BBC. So we've been told, that's a brief we've had. Now the BBC are being sued by Cliff Richard, and I think we could do that as well. That'll make us more like the BBC. I think it'd be pretty easy for me to say something about Cliff Richard.
Yeah, it would definitely be easy, but don't do it.
Well, but then we would be more like the BBC. So if I say, for instance...
No, don't say anything.
That Cliff...
No.
Should I sing my song again?
No.
Christmas time... That one.
I do like it.
Christmas time. Not guilty of any crime. There's no crime. Children sing in Christian rhyme with police in his apartment, filmed by the BBC. He's now suing them for invasion of privacy. Merry Cliffmas. I could say something else about him.
Don't.
All right, then, in the next bit, we'll meet a lonely luncher. Somebody lunching alone. Is it you? Because if it is, you could be on the radio winning a gift prize. A souvenir gift prize as your time spent being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. We'll do it next.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Hi guys, it's me, James Buckley, off the telly and YouTube channel. Completed it, mate. Did you know that Game are now selling Mafia 3 for £34.99 on PS4 and Xbox One, saving you £15? Wow, what a deal! Why am I telling you? Let's just say that Game made me an offer I couldn't refuse. Yes, just like the Mafia. Well, they gave me a load of money and I signed a contract agreeing to do their adverts, so it's not really like the Mafia. Terms apply. Please visit game.co.uk for details.
If you've been refused a loan, why not ask someone to be your guarantor for an Amigo loan? Because the moment you do, amazing things can happen. You can change an old car into a new one. Transform a spare room into a nursery fit for a princess. Turn a great business idea into a great business. And most amazingly of all, you could start to improve your credit rating. To borrow up to £7,500 at representative 49.9% APR variable, all you need is a guarantor with a good credit history to make your payments if you don't. You must be over 18, not bankrupt, and able to afford the repayments.
It's good to have... Amigo.
Apply now at amigoloans.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Divorce. It threatens the things you've worked hard for in more ways than you can imagine. Your home, savings, pension, and most of all, your relationship with your children. Don't let divorce cost you any more than it has to. Cordell & Cordell, one of America's largest divorce law firms now in the UK, is dedicated to helping men in matters relating to divorce. Call now on 0330 60 60 161 or visit cordellcordell.co.uk. Office in central London. A partner men can count on.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
At Gunnies Lake in Devon, the A390 in both directions is blocked due to an accident between Gunnies Lake and the A386 for the Armada roundabout at Tavistock. In South Yorkshire, the M18 southbound, there's a lane closed on the exit slip road due to a broken down lorry at junction 2 for the A1M. In Somerset, the A38 at Samford Arundel is partially blocked due to an accident involving a lorry and a car at the Perry Elm roundabout. I'm Paul Jenkins.
If you're out and about this Christmas, you never know who you might bump into. Or who might bump into you. Get it right with a dash cam from Garmin, Mio, Nextspace or Transcend at Currys PC World. A dash cam gives you an ideal witness to all those wobbly Christmas drivers and black eye skidders. So buy one for your friends, family, dad, with up to 30% off. It's the perfect Christmas gift. Peace of mind. At Currys PC World, we start with you.
Every weeknight from 10 p.m., take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Doo-Lee.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Ian Lee on air and off the leash.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night, 10 till 1. It's going to be awesome.
The radio show for people who know the best part of the day is the night.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
He is our friend.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So good afternoon then, and yes, it is what that just said then, and it's just coming up to, and in fact gone past a time. Now, the news is quite complicated. Now, I've been looking at it. I mean, let me give you an example of what's in the news. For a start, Brexit's in the news.
Finally.
It's the final day of the government's court case. Today, the French financial regulator has offered a sweet deal to London banks to relocate.
Frenchit.
Yep. French what?
Frenchit.
Yep. The police are sexual predators. It's in the news. Boris Johnson says something stupid again.
Mm.
And there's going to be a Muslim Peppa Pig.
Is there?
Yes. In Australia. Anyway, what I'm getting at is the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, well, many people can't, Cornelius, as you know, which is why we like to help. We arrive here every day, 1 to 4 in the afternoons, and sit here with very much a helping hand stretched out of people's radios.
Mm.
And what we do is we help you through the news with it, because it is complex. And we do that by analysing the news in the obvious way, which is, of course, Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Pfizer fined 90 mil. That money could be spent on the NHS.
The news in haikus. Now, let us kick open the pit of red doors.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Those pit of red doors?
No. They'd be uncomfortable.
They really... Crusty. Bit of Bread doors are, of course, securing the entrance to the Talk Radio 1 till 4, John Holmes in the afternoon, weekday programme, Tupperware Hall of Despair, where the lonelies what lunch gather. The criteria is this. You must be lunching alone. For whatever reason, the reason is unimportant. However, you should come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone. It will get you into the Lonely Lunch Club, exclusive membership.
Yeah.
Which we'll see you on the receiving end of a souvenir gift prize. That's Lonely Lunch Club. There's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. On the phone today, our latest inductee is it Jasmine?
Yes, Jasmine.
Jasmine, that'll do.
Yes, perfect.
How are you, Jasmine?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, John?
I'm good. Thank you very much for asking. You were obviously brought up correctly. very polite. Now, okay, Jasmine, what do you do? Where are you doing it?
So, at the moment, I'm on a break from work, and I'm in a quiet little corner in London, Victoria.
Oh, yeah.
But I actually work for an app, and it's funny that I should be alone, because it's a social app that helps people meet other people.
What a tragic irony.
In the real life and in the moment. But, hey, I guess that's why I'm on the phone.
Yeah, so which app is it? Is it one of these swipey ones?
Yes, but so the app's called Zone, and Zone, it's Zone IT on the App Store.
Yep.
And so its basic ideology is that you just meet, but we actually arrange the meet for you. So this is the app where the match actually meets. So there's no endless messaging or no cyber relationships, just actually going out there and meeting people.
So this is, you get straight into the action, basically.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, none of your pussyfooting around. You're just going straight, straight there.
Exactly, kind of like the old school way of meeting people. Will you actually just go out and spontaneously, you don't know who you're going to meet, but yeah.
But why can't you do that just without it? I'm not denigrating your app, but I'm just saying, if you want to just go out and meet people, and I know people don't anymore, but if you did, can't you just do that?
Well, yeah, you could, but what we offer is kind of like a social icebreaker, and we're telling you where the people you like, based on interest and location, are hanging out, so you can check out where other people are and go there and meet them. So it's kind of a help when we know people are really busy and they don't always feel encouraged to go actually out and take the initiative. So This is where Zone comes in.
All right.
Yes.
Well, are you on it? I mean, have you dated through it to test it out?
Yeah, absolutely. And we've just got a new upgrade coming out next week for iOS and Android very soon. So, John, keep your eyes peeled.
I will keep my eye. I'll give it everything I own. I will peel it. Jasmine, you're lunching alone. As I said, it's a tragic irony, given the app. But why particularly alone? Colleagues hate you or anything? Or is this just a day where you've taken yourself off from them?
Well, our startup, tech startup, is quite small, so we take breaks kind of one by one to make sure that there's enough people in the office. But, I just like a little 10-minute break for myself to kind of enjoy my lunch and get some fresh air.
That's good. Well, that's good. And what are you having for lunch? That's another question we must ask, of course.
Oh, that's very important. I'm having sausage rolls, but not to be misleading, they are vegetarian, so not the real thing, but good enough for me.
Can you still call that a sausage roll if it's a vegetarian one?
Yeah, that's what... I don't know. It says sausage rolls, but it's kind of misleading, so...
It's a lie, isn't it? I mean, what's replaced the sausage in your roll?
I believe there's some wheat flour and barley and egg whites. And
yeah, such. I guess if someone said, would you like a wheat flour and egg barley roll?
Exactly.
It doesn't sound that appetizing.
It doesn't sound so appealing, does it?
Not in any way. But I have a problem with that, though, the sausage roll. It's like, when you go and you get a drink and you might want to drink it outside a pub, and they go, do you want a plastic glass? And you go, it can't be both of those things. It's either plastic or it's glass.
Plastic cup.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll take plastic cup. Yes, Jasmine. And I'll take, if they just said, would you like, because they say, do you want it in a glass? Yeah, I understand that. Do you want it in a plastic? They just should say that. Not a plastic glass.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, just say. It's a talk radio station. You have to have an angry opinion about something. That's how it works. So I don't know whether we've been talking. By the way, we have to do idle chit chat now. This is where we just sort of any subject, because we're basically role playing. We're taking on the position of a sort of virtual friend and colleague of yours that you've met over lunch. Maybe in the canteen next to the kettle. You don't know them very well, but you're forced into some awkward chit chat. That's kind of what this is. And we're taking on the role. So we can chat about anything you like, you see, and be cross about something. It could be the bin collections over Christmas. We've got that in the news today. It could be Boris Johnson saying something stupid. Any of these things, but the chat world is now your oyster, Jasmine.
Right, okay. Well, I did hear on talk radio earlier, and I know this is quite An old topic now, but it still stings. So why don't we go for good old Brexit?
Brexit, yeah.
About time.
No one's talking about it.
Strongly about it.
Yeah, I'm
not from here. I'm actually European, so I don't know what the future holds for me.
You disgust me. which part of European are you from?
I'm from Finland, so northern
Finland.
Europe.
Ooh, yes, Finland.
Exactly.
Finland, the country where I want to be, eating breakfast and dinner or packed lunch in the hall. Which ties in to... are you aware of that song? No.
Yeah. Right, well, yeah.
She is.
It's a Monty Python song about Finland.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. No? Just me. All right, fine. Good. So, all right, Finland. So what brought you here then, knowing that we hate Europe?
All the way, I took the brave leap, and I came from uni, before uni, actually.
Oh, I see. All right.
So I've been here for 3 years, and
yeah,
so far, so good.
Have you come over here stealing our jobs and benefits?
Yes, so simultaneously I'm losing on benefits while stealing
yeah.
my job.
Good, yeah, that, good.
Yeah, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, and like you're probably like violent and stuff as well, aren't you?
Well, yeah, I guess it ticks all the boxes, really.
Yeah.
coming from a small country like Finland.
It's exactly, you know, work people with a work ethic who are intelligent like you that we don't want in this country. Coming over here...
that's the feeling I've got, but, you know, I'm still here, so you can't get rid of me that easy.
Yeah.
When I was at university, I had a friend in my first year who I lived with. I only made one friend who I lived with. And a Finnish girl came over here and started going out with him, and he wouldn't hang out with me anymore. So they're coming over here and stealing our friend's job as well. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Oh. Stealing your friends and, you know, getting married with them.
Yeah. Are you a happy Finnish?
Yes, I am. I'd say so.
Good. So, here's what's going to happen now, Jasmine, right? You get to choose... Just got that. You get to choose a gift...
I know so many jokes right now, but let's not go there.
No, let's not. You get to choose a fabulous gift prize from our range of gift prizes. It's your souvenir
amazing.
For being inducted. Well, you say amazing, it's not. But anyway, bear with us. What you'll hear now is some music. It'll some music for you coming now. And then over this music, you will hear a list of the available gift prizes with a short description. At the end, you get to pick which of them you most desire, Jasmine. And we're going to start with...
A Talk Radio mug.
A mug from a station where its afternoon presenter puts his producer's keys down his pants.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Written on a train today that smelt a lot like Sambuca, which made me feel a bit sick.
A Talk Sport mug.
They also oddly smell of Sambuca, don't know why.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
A book written by a man who puts his colleague's keys down his pants.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Currently on Talk Sport 2 is Ray Stubbs' favourite feature, Taekwondo or Taekwondon't.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Former TalkSport colleague presents this 2016 calendar, which has literally 3.5 weeks before being tendered totally useless.
Although we'll still be giving it away next year.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
A colander so cheap, it probably won't even last 3.5 weeks.
And there you have it. What a range, Jasmine. I'm sure you agree.
A plethora.
That is a tough choice.
Isn't it, though?
It is a plethora.
There's a range of mugs.
There were so many mugs as well, but I think the Talk Radio mug would be the most fantastic.
Talk Radio mug.
My morning tea from, yeah.
You can come over here from Europe taking our mugs.
exactly. Here we go again.
And you can, and of course it is on its way to you, Jasmine. So, listen, thank you very much indeed. Pleasure talking to you. Good luck with the app. It's called Zone, if you want
to meet...
people. Right, okay, so that's Jasmine. She's our latest inductee into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. In the next bit, by the way, work experience punditry today, Slim J's back in, doing geeky gadgety stuff today, work experience pundit. That is, work experience is reviewing stuff for us on the basis that we don't have to pay them. That's the gist of it. Paul Rossmaster as well, happening today. There's a presenter from one of our regional stations coming on to have his knowledge well and truly tested, and his patience, as to Paul Ross. Plus, we'll be eating food in a slightly This Morning with Holly and Philip style thing, where Cornelius just picked the phone up in the office and someone said, are you doing a taste test? And it turned out it was someone from Sainsbury's or Tesco.
It's Katie from Tesco.
Yeah, and Cornelius used his initiative and just said, yes.
Yes, yes, we are.
Because
definitely.
He knew they'd send us free food. So today, taste test. Right. And, oh, Headline Hijack, of course. Headline Hijack.
Of course.
That's coming in the news next. A made-up news story. Who has made up today's news story? In the news, a fake story coming out of Victoria's mouth masquerading as truth. We don't tut at fake news like much of the media. We embrace it. And we call it Headline Hijack. Cornelius, who has got in there today?
It's Hugh.
Hugh?
Yeah,
and
Hugh.
Where's Hugh from?
Hugh is from...
Yes.
London.
Okay. Hi, Hugh. You've got your made-up lie into Victoria. It's coming out of her next, here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Just can't wait for Christmas. At Argos, find the perfect gifts with buy one, get one half price on all jewellery. Plus, get a free £5 voucher when you spend £50. Go Argos. Jewellery offer ends 17th of December. Voucher offer ends 13th of December. Terms and conditions apply. See online for details.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah. I had to go to the other side of the country.
And back again in just one day.
Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. All with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
This Christmas, swerve the socks and get tooled up with this great gift idea from B&Q. The Forged Steel 55-piece heavy-duty tool kit is an amazing £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio in the afternoon. It's coming up to 2 o'clock. Victoria's got the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, UK terror threat unprecedented. Police officers accused of sexploitation and Johnson's latest gaffe.
Talk Radio.
The head of the secret intelligence service, MI6, has warned Russia's actions in Syria could threaten security in the UK. Alex Younger's been speaking to journalists for the first time inside the organisation's London headquarters. He insists Moscow is making the situation worse in the Middle East and says the scale of the threat facing Britain is unprecedented.
The UK intelligence and security services have disrupted 12 terrorist plots in the UK since June 2013. As I speak, the highly organised external attack planning structures within Daesh are plotting ways to project violence against the UK.
Hundreds of police officers are being accused of sexual exploitation, which has been described as the most serious form of corruption. A report has identified more than 400 claims of abuse of authority for sexual gain over a period of 2 years in England and Wales. Former police officer Chris Hobbs has told Talk Radio the allegations are still allegations.
They're not proven. And I think, again, over a year, 33 officers were dismissed. So there is action being taken. There's a lot of anger on social media at the moment, police social media, saying that they're, you know, they're all being tarred with the same brush.
Britain's biggest police force has a dedicated team of officers will look into allegations of historical sex abuse at football clubs in London. The Metropolitan Police says it will work with those involved with Operation Hydrant, which investigates claims linked to high-profile figures. Theresa May has distanced herself from comments by Boris Johnson in which he claims Saudi Arabia is playing proxy wars. The Foreign Secretary has accused Britain's ally of puppeteering and abusing Islam. The Prime Minister's spokesperson says his remarks are not the government's view. And it's claimed men are more likely to prefer cash for Christmas, while most women would still like to get a present. A report also found differences between age groups, nearly two-thirds of 18 to 34-year-olds saying they'd rather get money than gifts.
You just asked me for a puppy.
Yeah.
You just said, will you get me a Christmas present? I mean, that kind of takes the fun out of it. And then I said, what do you want? You went, a puppy.
It's true.
Is this because on Tuesday, you read the news while stroking your chihuahua?
It was amazing. He's not my chihuahua. Peter, he was so cool.
Mm.
But yeah, I would like a dog. And then I could bring it into the office and then we'd have an office dog. That'd be great.
Later,
so,
what?
So just make that happen, please.
Oh, right, fine. Later, there'll be Victoria's bonus news. Today, it's food news. And the reason for that is, and I mentioned the chihuahua, which came in here because Cornelius thinks he's working on This Morning with Holly and Philip rather than this programme. And he just got a dog into the studio because he thought it would be funny or cute or something.
It was.
Yeah.
It was very cute.
Yeah. And today, he was just standing by a telephone when it rang, and it was the PR from Tesco who said, hi there, are you doing a taste test? And he just went, yes, without thinking about it, because we weren't. But we are now, because we've got food from Sainsbury's, Waitrose and Tesco, and we've got to compare it. I don't even know how it works. What do you do, just eat some and then go, yeah, that's nice?
Well, you kind of have to decide which one's the best, okay, and maybe rate it out of five or something.
I can do that. I'm pretty much like Philip Schofield anyway, so...
You're not a silver fox, though, are you?
I don't have silvery hair, no. I do have a fox costume.
Can I do the weather now, please?
Yes. Talk Radio National Weather. Do you want me to go through your bin?
No. No. Say the weather. Mild, cloudy and wet in the south of England and Wales. Dry and brighter elsewhere with highs of 14 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. Now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Talk Radio
Sports Update. I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Manchester United and Southampton are both looking to guarantee their places in the last 32 of the Europa League later. Jose Mourinho's side are at Ukrainian side Zoya, where a point will make sure of their place in the next round. Southampton host Israeli side Hapoel Be'er Sheva, where either a goalless draw or a win will see them through. Arsene Wenger's warned Mesut Ozil and Alexis Sanchez they won't leave Arsenal before their contracts expire in 18 months' time, even if they fail to agree new deals at the club. The Gunners' boss is suggesting he'd rather let the duo leave for free if their contracts run down than cash in. Finally, cricket. Despite losing three wickets in the final session, England ended day one of the fourth test with India in Mumbai well. Keaton Jennings scored 112 on his debut and the tourists closed on 288 for five in their first innings. Ben Stokes is unbeaten on 25 with Josh Butler not out on 18. England are 2-0 down in the series and there's one more match to play. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, an end-of-year review has found that 2016 was the sweariest year Twitter has had since it was created. A graph indicates that the results of the EU referendum and the US presidential election saw the use of the F-word rise exponentially. A pressure group, Speaking as Mothers, has called on Twitter to ban swearing.
Thank you very much. Indeed, there's Victoria with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. We'll do work experience punditry next. Talk Radio. Across the UK, online and on DAB. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Although before we do, speaking of... we were talking about Tesco a moment ago, and I think probably over to Radio 2. I think Jeremy Vine's talking about Tesco as well.
Very much, DK. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to the Jeremy Vine Show on Radio 2.
Hello.
Lovely to have you with us. A dwarf in Somerset is picked up and thrown by the education secretary. Dwarf tossing, is there ever a good reason? Plus, Anthony Worrell Thompson was put down last night because of old age. Should hairdressers be used in war zones? And as Ed Miliband says, he is sorry for murdering dozens of dogs at Tesco and he doesn't know why he did it. Can you suggest obvious cause?
BBC. Thanks, Jeremy! Six minutes past 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. On a weekday, on a Thursday, I'm John Holmes. And now we arrive at Work Experience Punditry. This is where our work experiences are thrust in front of the microphones. Because we're training them up as the next generation of broadcasters, critics and pundits. And the main reason we do it is because we get some content out of them and we don't have to pay them. Slim J's back.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, more like.
Slim Jones. Jones. Don't forget the Jones.
What did I say?
J.
Why have I said that?
I've no idea.
That's what Cass has written down as your name.
Darn it. Anyway, it's okay.
So anyway. Slim Jones.
Yes, honoured to be here again.
Slim Jones, Cornelius.
Slim J is what comes up on her Jones. Email.
I know, because, I don't know, I'll change that, but Jones.
We'll go. Or Slim, can we leave it Slim?
Slim is fine. Slim Jones. Is fine. Never fat, always Slim.
Slim. Yes. All right. Well, anyway, welcome back. Geeky, gadgety stuff, which is an irony, given you don't know how to put your own name at the end of an email. But
right, I mean...
That's fine.
I wanted to leave it open to interpretation, you know.
So,
like me.
What are we reviewing today?
We are reviewing something that I like to call Project Pit. Also, are robots going to steal your job, John? Are they?
Well, I mean, they're welcome to it, if I'm honest. But
I don't think they could do it as good as you.
Oh.
And we're going to talk about YouTube and millions of pounds and dollars and... Forget Hollywood, basically.
All right. Okay, so let's start wherever you want to start.
Okay, so we're going to start with Project Pit. It's not actually called Project Pit.
Did you just put that at the bottom of an email by accident?
No, it's called Project Pit because it stands for Pizza in the Sky. No?
All right, I'm intrigued now. Yes?
Google, apparently they're planning to deliver pizza via drones.
Google are planning this.
Yes.
Google, the well-known pizza delivery company.
Exactly. Well, they're joining forces with Domino's and possibly Whole Foods to deliver kind of like munchies and comfort food.
Right.
I don't really know what kind of comfort food Whole Foods does apart from crispy kale, but I think you can
I get no comfort from crispy kale, I'm brutally honest with you.
No, but it's good for your stomach. It's very, very comforting for your stomach.
Mm. All right. Because this drone delivery, this started with Amazon, didn't it? Delivering product by drone. And they've air tested it in various areas. Now, drones delivering stuff is just fraught with problems, isn't it?
I personally think so, because if I saw a drone delivering stuff, I'd just get my big old net and just start catching stuff in the sky.
Yeah,
like, who wouldn't
throw a stone at it until it breaks and then you get pizza?
Did they get this idea from prisons? Because the most successful drone delivery system is the one that takes mobile phones and hard drugs into prison.
That's where they're testing it.
Right. Yeah, are you saying Amazon?
No, I'm not.
Are you saying that the company Amazon and Google on national radio, you're accusing Amazon and Google of smuggling hard drugs into prison? Is that what you're saying on national radio?
Why would Amazon or Google even have any connections inside of prison?
They're everywhere, aren't they, Google?
Anyway, so when's this launching, this Project Pits?
I believe it might be next year. They haven't actually given a date, but I can't see it coming out this year.
Haven't got long left.
Exactly. The official name is Wing Marketplace, so it's not Project Pits, but I think Project Pits sounds so much better.
Project Pits is good.
Exactly. Like, I mean, armpits.
Yeah, delivering. I mean, we've all sat at home. Right, we're all at home going, oh, what I could do with now is an armpit.
Do you know what I mean?
You know,
delivered on a drone,
and then you could just ring up and get an armpit delivered. I'm not going to speculate as to what you might want to use it for, but we've all been there, haven't we? Just I want an armpit or a sandpit, or Brad Pitt.
Maybe. Some people like Brad Pitt. Yeah. I don't know.
So any kind of pit, as long as it's a pit, like an old mine that Mrs. Thatcher closed. We've all sat at home, haven't we? You've done it.
Oh.
Sitting on your sofa, you just go, oh, what I need, oh, what I could do with now is an old mine that Mrs. Thatcher closed. Where am I going to get one this time? Like, oh, all the mines are closed. I can't get...
Google.
Project Pits.
Project Pits.
Delivering a colliery to your door.
Would you be happy ordering from a delivery drone? I just wouldn't be comfortable just because I know that I would knock them out of the sky, so someone else probably would.
How does it knock on the door?
Exactly.
Does it? I mean, I presume it sends you a modern message when it's hovering above your house. Or perhaps it just drops it down your chimney. What if you haven't got a chimney?
Right, no one has a chimney. I've got a feeling it might drop it to a collection point, maybe.
Well, then you've still got to go out, haven't you?
Exactly.
And thereby, you know, if a pizza could be delivered by a person,
right,
then that's going to work much better than a drone because they come to your house, whereas the drone go to collection point.
What I think it is, I think we've gone too far as a world, and people are thinking, okay, what can we invent? What can we invent? And people are just pulling random things out of the sky, literally,
yeah,
of what they can invent, and it's just not going to work.
Yeah.
I don't see it working. I mean, I think it could be delivered to a drop-off point, and then you pick it up after work. But other than that, I can't imagine the drone knocking on anyone's door.
No, but that's the thing. That's the next thing. As you say, we've reached sort of critical mass of things. So the next thing will be, it's a drone, but it's got a hand, and it can knock. It's got a human hand grafted onto the front of the drone that knocks on the door.
It accidentally punts an old lady, opens the door, knocks on her face,
and then
everyone's
what?
Getting sued. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Google. Sort it out.
Cliff Richards suing the BBC.
Really?
Yeah, we'd be told we've got to be more like the BBC.
He's still alive.
I
don't even remember being told that.
I'm fairly
sure. I think you've made that up.
So I'm fairly sure I could get a sued by Cliff Richard.
Yeah, well, quite easily. So could I. It's not
Let
difficult.
Us pray.
Yeah. What's where we're going next?
Where we're going next is the robots.
Tell me about this is the rise of the robots.
Rise of the robots and jobs, and it's not going to be people from other nations stealing jobs anymore. It's going to be robots made within our own nation.
Yep.
Apparently, artificial intelligence is now smart enough to fight traffic tickets and invest your money. So, do we need people anymore?
Not if it can do those two things. No, that's
exactly.
Can the robots fight traffic wardens?
I'm sure
so
you can.
You
train
park
one up
your
enough.
Car up anywhere you want.
Yeah.
Just put a robot next to it that can fight traffic wardens. Anyone gives you a ticket, fighting.
And then, like a drone could fly down and like.
Yeah, air attack, yeah.
Well, you see, drones could deliver parking tickets, couldn't they, as well? So.
So it would be robots fighting robots above your car.
Yeah, which would be excellent.
Mm.
There's nothing that can't be improved with the addition of a robot, in my mind. I mean, you think about a 60-foot-high fighting Transformer-style robot improves anything. Just name me one thing. Name me any TV show or film or anything.
The Magna Carta.
Yeah. Imagine if the Magna Carta had included a clause whereby every 10 years the lords had to fight robots.
Better,
isn't it?
I'd enjoy that, yeah.
Name me a film. Like any film.
Oliver.
Slim.
1968, I believe.
Yeah, and how much better would that have been if Oliver was trying to pick the pocket, the oily pocket of a robot?
That would be fantastic.
See?
I think we need a remake. Everything's being remade, isn't it?
Oliver with robots.
Oliver.
That's just stupid. Stupid, Cornelius. Not
cute.
Even taking it seriously, are you?
Sorry.
Childish. Okay, robots are coming. Next, final story.
Final story. If I say to you, Felix Arvid Ulf Kjellberg, what do you say to me?
Sorry, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, so this is Mr. YouTube, the guy with 50 million subscribers. He's also known as PewDiePie. Cornelius, you heard of him?
I've heard the name.
I mean, I like the way you went to Cornelius for the young reference. I mean, I've heard of YouTube. I know what it is.
Do you know what? It's because Cornelius's eyes brightened up.
Wait, I suppose you could tell because they look in two different directions, a bit like the sloth on the front of the Ice Age films.
Yeah, I'm good at eyes.
Yeah.
No, I don't know what PewDiePie really is. I've just heard it in a reference, but I think he's sort of, being a YouTuber, he'll be sort of aimed at someone younger than me, I imagine.
He is of the teenagers. I saw I did a social faux pas when talking about him because I called him PewDiePie.
Oh no.
Because I didn't know it was I didn't know what he was. Anyway, what does he do? He plays games and talks about it.
Yes, he plays games. He actually went to uni and dropped out. And his parents were like, oh, we're not going to support you. But now who's laughing? He's like, what did he get last year?
Mr. and Mrs. Pie.
I think he got about £12 million last year. Not dollars, but pounds from YouTube. Playing games. He wrote a silly satirical book about This Book Loves You.
He wrote it.
He's doing
it.
Huge things on the tube. He wrote it, he says.
Yeah, Zoella said that.
Yeah.
Then look what happened.
Mm. And the rest of them, so the 12 highest earning YouTube stars earned combined £55 million in the last 12 months. That's a 23% increase on last year.
See, I don't. This is easy, isn't it? Right? Because I mean, we could do this.
So, I think you could.
He's all viral and rich, right? But if we play a game now, what do we do? Just talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I mean, how hard can it be? Right. Let's do noughts and crosses.
Okay.
Right. This will go viral now because this is what the kids like, isn't it?
Video recorded or
no just play it on the radio.
Just audio.
I don't know about that.
And we have to talk our way through it.
Isn't it just sort of light interview format? But then you occasionally reference the game.
Is that what? Have you watched one of these, Slim?
I've watched Mr. PewDiePie.
So what does he do? He's
fantastic. He plays. So the games that I'll be too scared to play, like zombie, killy, stabby games. He plays those and he screams the whole way throughout. He makes it really entertaining.
Games.
Exactly. Computer games, not
doesn't,
crosses.
Doesn't matter. I'm taking it back to its basics.
So he plays computer games, and as I said,
and he screams throughout it.
He screams throughout it. He does meetups for all his fans. So basically, Hollywood isn't so Hollywoody anymore. I think YouTube stars are getting paid
more than the Hollywood people. Hollywood. Well, let's see if we can do it. You go first, and I'll scream.
This is not what PewDiePie.
I'll be crosses.
All right, I'll be nuts. You have to scream.
I'm doing just disingenuous laughter.
Oh, fine. All right. I'll talk through it. I'm doing noughts.
Noughts. Okay. Well, it's
your
turn.
Go.
So you've gone there. I'm gonna go.
Cornelius.
Oh, yeah.
You're messing the game up, man. Everyone knows how to play noughts and crosses.
It's my turn.
I haven't played it for a few years.
You're supposed to do all the corners.
Zoella.
Oh, no.
Oh, dear.
This is great. I'm not surprised he's popular. This is
Big old cross there.
Yeah.
All right, well, that's childish, isn't it? Is that what you're putting as... It's a draw, isn't it? And you've drawn a genital, haven't you?
For all the listeners, that was a very bad game.
Yeah. So anyway, in your face, PewDiePie. It's easy, wasn't it? Slim, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Slim. That was Slim reviewing geeky, gadgety stuff on Talk Radio with Work Experience Punditry. Next, we become This Morning with John and Cornelius as we have a food taste test like they do on there.
Talk Radio. We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back home, family arrive. Screaming children, snoring uncles, granny's teeth in the sink. Make it through the holiday horrors with Dear Deirdre's How to Survive Christmas. Turn sleepless nights into silent nights. Don't miss it in the Sun on Sunday this weekend. Part of the Sun's great giveaway. Hey!
The festive season is almost here. And if you know someone who's driving home for Christmas, make sure there are more than just wrong turns and arguments over who left the snacks at home by giving them the gift of digital radio in their car. They'll be able to listen to all their favourite stations, plus loads of extra digital stations. It's easy to listen to digital radio through an existing car radio. Just buy them an easy fit adapter and they're good to go. And if you're buying a car radio or adapter, look for the digital tick. It means you get all your available stations.
Find out how to get the gift of in-car digital radio. Visit your local car dealer, car accessory retailer, or Halfords.
If you love radio, go digital.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire on the M53 southbound, there's a lane closed on the entry slip road due to a shed load at junction 6 for Hooton. Traffic is coping well. In Greater Manchester, the M60 clockwise, one lane closed due to a broken down vehicle. Anti-clockwise between junction 17 for Prestwich and 15 for the Swinton interchange. In the West Midlands on the M6 northbound, there's queuing traffic due to an earlier accident at junction 8 for the M5 with congestion back to junction 7. All lanes have been reopened. I'm Paul Jenkins.
For me, it's the perfect winter warmer. You can keep your hot water bottles, your Leckie blankets, your three-bar heaters and your woolly jumpers. Stuff them. There's no better hug than from a warm, comforting bowl of delicious, creamy tomato soup. Warming you right through from the inside out. I love it. And it has to be served piping hot, and it has to be served with fresh white toast. Lush. So get lost, Jack Frost. Oh, and the soup. It has to be Heinz.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
This Saturday afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. Some of your reactions have been coming in. We are home of reaction, of course. Cornelius, what reactions have been coming in?
Sorry, I just had to pick some ham off of it. This is coming. John, I can't believe it cost £1 billion to save 4,500 jobs in the steel industry. How much are those people being paid? My calculations work that out as £222,222.22 each year for each of them, John. And John, man, I think we need to mellow on drugs laws. That's coming from Jack.
Jack.
Jack, sup regularly.
Thanks so much. If you've got a reaction, then do react it in this direction, of course. I've got one here that's just come in. It just says, baubles? Baubles? On a Christmas tree? Hanging's too good for them. That's a reaction that's come in. 87222.
Start your message with the word
talk. Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And now, let's you got to play the theme tune, but
okay.
Play the theme tune.
Okay.
Yeah, it's buzzing. It's making a weird buzzy sound. Oh. That's enough. Hello and welcome to this afternoon's edition of This Morning with John and Cornelius. Oh. You've got to be Holly. So we should explain what's going on. Right, okay, so the other day, if you were listening on... Hello, it's this morning, this afternoon, with John and Cornelius. So the other day, Cornelius brought a dog into the studio because someone sent him an email saying, would you like a dog in the studio? And we accused him of confusing this programme with This Morning or Lorraine on ITV, because it's the sort of thing they do, not us. But to follow up with it, he was standing in the office by a phone, not even his, that rang, picked it up. Hi, it's Kate, PR from Tesco. Hi, Kate. Are you doing a food taste test this year on the radio? Without pausing for a moment. Cornelius just went, yes, we are.
Yes, we absolutely, absolutely are.
Send us some food. So they have, along with other supermarkets.
Yeah, I had to contact the other ones. Yeah. I contacted quite a few. But
you've just done this to get free food, haven't you?
No, I'm genuinely interested to know which Christmas food is the best and where I should be buying my Christmas food from this year, John.
You won't be buying any because you've just got a load of it free.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So we've got ham, right? This is... I've never done a taste test on a programme before. I don't know what you're supposed to do. I've seen it on Holly and Philip, and all they seem to do is eat some food, and that's sort of it. So is that what we're going to do now?
Yeah, we can discuss what we've been sent.
All right, then. Well, I can see a lot of ham.
Yeah, well, the first round today, John, is the ham round.
Ham round.
Three supermarkets are taking part in today's taste test.
They are Sainsbury's, Waitrose and Tesco.
Yes, thank you very much. We won't tell you which ham is which.
No.
They're all a main roasted ham.
Yep.
Two of them were sent uncooked, so me and Cass had to take one each home, and one of them was sent cooked, which made it a lot easier.
Right, okay, fine.
Just advice to the other PRs there.
Right. Do you want me to just say that one's the best, then? Is that it?
No.
Oh, fine.
No, we generally are going to say which ones are the best.
Oh, yeah.
But also, you have to consider value as well, John.
I will consider value. I always do, as you know.
Mm.
Is this going right? Is this our taste test?
It sounds right. Okay. Cass has given me the nod.
Fine.
Sort of.
All right, then. Well, let me try some ham.
Go on, then.
Oh, all right. Well, no, you have to cut a bit off. What do I have to do right now?
Okay, I would.
Have you washed your hands?
No. Oh.
That's the sound of a man.
I could have cut it up before. They normally cut it up before,
yeah,
don't they?
Yeah, I suppose they do, yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, this takes. This is kind of.
Right. Okay, open wide.
You're not feeding me.
Why?
Give me the. Take it off the fork.
So, this is the first ham. This is
That's good ham.
A honey glazed ham that I cooked, actually.
It's just the sound of people eating on the radio now. It's quite Christmassy, though, for us. Not anyone else.
Mmm. We'll call that ham one.
That's a good idea.
Mmm.
Mmm. Give me some of ham two.
Ham B. Ham B.
Ham B.
Okay.
Is that dead gorilla?
No.
Are we eating dead gorilla?
No, we're not. This is a...
Which supermarket does that? That'd be amazing.
None of them do.
They should.
This is the second one.
Harambee.
Harambee. I haven't had this one yet.
Mmm. Mmm. Close your mouth while you're eating. I don't want to see it.
This is whiskey and orange flavour.
Don't speak with your mouth.
We've got to. It's a radio.
I'm not getting much whiskey from that. Could you pour some whiskey on it?
I don't have any whiskey.
Did they not send us any whiskey?
No, we can pour some London Pride on it.
Thank you, fellas.
That's
not very
whiskey. What did you think of that one?
Well, I liked it, certainly, because I like ham. But I didn't get...
It's slightly moister than the first one, wasn't it?
It is a bit moister, but...
That could be due to... Cass cooked this one. That could be due to maybe she's a better cook than me.
No, I tell you what I'm getting from that, because Cass cooked it. It's sort of infused with hate.
Yeah. Sort of like... It seems a bit punched.
I mean, the ham's delicious, but now, since Cass has done something with it, it's got a kind of very bitter quality, don't you think? And it sort of tastes of disappointment.
Mm, yeah, but not an actual bitter taste, because it tastes delicious.
It did taste delicious, yeah. But I didn't get a lot of orangey whiskey from it, I'll be honest with you, but I did like it.
Did you get much ham?
I got
honey
a lot of
from,
ham. I got
from,
ham.
Did you get much honey from ham A? Ham 1?
which one's this?
This is ham 1.
No.
Did you get... this is
ham... Yeah, I got some... It was honeyed, certainly, yes. It did taste like a delicious... So, what's this?
This is ham green. I mean, it's not green. Ham pink.
I do not like green eggs at all.
This is a bacon-topped ham with a little bit of pickle on top
It's got built-in pickle,
So it's got, like, ham...
How does that work?
And then a bacon arch over it.
Yeah.
With some pickle in top. Do you want to go and have that bit?
I absolutely do. I'm going to have a bit with the pickle on it. This is, this is good. What do you make of this, Victoria? Oh, I've dropped it.
Well, I'm not eating meat at the moment, but that's the one I'd be most inclined to eat.
Mm.
It looks great.
Mm.
It's got a nice pattern on top with that bacon, too.
Mm.
Mm.
Oh, that's good as well.
Mm.
I really don't like the sound effects of the eating.
When Holly and Philip do this, is it this boring for their viewers?
I don't think so.
As it is now for anyone listening to this.
Oh, that one's really nice.
Oh, that's very good. All right, have I got it? So I have to pick a ham.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay. So ham one gave me a little bit of honey.
Mm-hmm.
I could taste the honey roast. It was a drier ham.
It was a drier ham.
But that because of your cooking skills.
Yeah.
Cassie's was moist.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't get a lot of... It's advertised as whiskey and orange.
Whiskey and orange.
But I didn't... Maybe look, because it's... I didn't get enough glaze.
So try some glaze.
I'll see the... Oh, now I've had the edge.
Yeah.
I'm getting whiskey and orange. Yep, delicious. But the third one with the pickle, ham green.
Mm-hmm, ham green.
I'm going to say that's the best one. Because of the they've gone to the extra mile of layering all bacon over it.
Bacon. And
that putting built-in pickle into it.
Yeah, that also was the one that came and cooked as well.
Ah! So it's been cooked by proper people, unlike you two amateurs.
Yeah, that's correct.
That might explain a lot.
Okay, well, I can reveal that ham A, the honey glazed ham, was from Tesco.
Right, well, it was nice.
Ham 2.
Yep.
Was
Ham B.
It was
gorilla,
ham B.
It was the gorilla flavoured ham.
Was not gorilla flavoured, of course. It was the.
It was
from Sainsbury's. Yeah. From Sainsbury's. Was the whiskey and orange ham.
Which, when you move further to the outside edge of that ham, did indeed taste of that and was very nice.
And finally, ham green.
Yes.
Was the Waitrose ham.
But they've just gone to a slightly bit more effort putting bacon and pickle in the ham. Although, as you say, it did arrive cooked, whereas you two had your hands on those ones. They were all delicious hams. I'd be happy with any of those hams, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all different flavours. So if you like a honey roast ham, it's your Tesco one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
If you want something a little bit different, maybe you go for the orange
the
and
Sainsbury's
whiskey.
One.
Oh, but then if you want something that I've never seen the likes of that before, then Waitrose. Are we done? Is that how it works?
No, there's two more rounds.
Oh, my God.
After the news, though. I've eaten too much ham.
It smells really hammy in here too.
Did like that before though.
Right, it's just after 2:30. Victoria's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The head of MI6 has warned Russian actions in Syria will have tragic consequences and could put Britain's security at risk. During a speech inside the intelligence service's London headquarters, Alex Younger was highly critical of Moscow's operations in the Middle East. Here's Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle.
He said, "I believe the Russian conduct in Syria, allied with that of Assad's discredited regime, will, if they do not change course, provide a tragic example of the perils of forfeiting legitimacy. In Aleppo, Russia and the Syrian regime seek to make a desert and call it peace."
There are calls for police forces to properly investigate allegations against their staff. It's after figures reveal 400 accusations in 2 years of officers in England and Wales abusing their power for sexual gain. The Prime Minister has distanced herself from Boris Johnson over his controversial comments about Saudi Arabia. The Foreign Secretary has accused Britain's ally of playing proxy wars. A £10,000 reward has been offered by detectives investigating a murder at a pool party at a village mansion. The 34-year-old died from a single gunshot wound in Headley in Surrey in July. Up to 300 people are thought to have been at the party. Several arrests have been made, but no one has been charged. And Facebook has revealed that Brexit and the US election were the most discussed topics on the site in the UK this year. Other things that got us posting were Euro 2016, David Bowie's death, and Sadiq Khan becoming Mayor of London. The weather mild and cloudy and wet in the south of England and Wales. Dry and brighter elsewhere with highs of 14 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Thanks, Victoria. Now, you're not eating meat, are you?
No.
No.
But the one that you rated number one looks amazing.
Mmm. Well, it's all right, because the second course is mince pies. But
okay.
But the mince inside isn't like...
It's not actual meat, is it?
Beef. It's Christmas mince.
Christmas mince. I can do that.
So you can try one of those.
I'd love that. Thank you.
Okay.
And there's something else that's in, which looks delicious.
There are other things coming in. As you can imagine, the listener reaction, just like it must be on This Morning with Holly and Philip, is enormous. For instance, Thomas has gone, "Yeah, great, now I'm hungry, I hate you." and Mark, using the contact form at talkradio.co.uk/contact, has just put, "I can't believe I'm listening to this, it's quality ham radio."
Oh, yes! He's allowed to text in again.
That was good. However, it's 2:35. Bonus news happens at around this time. Regular listeners will certainly know that. Today, in to tie in with our Christmas feast, it's food news.
Yeah.
Victoria's bonus news. She has to do bonus news because her news is shorter and she still gets paid the same, so she has to make the time up. So we present... Have you made a thing?
Yeah.
All right. Food news.
Food news, without mentioning vegetables, because they're not allowed. For example, carrot would not be allowed. Don't mention carrots.
Carrots.
Carrots!
Carrots!
Everybody stop saying carrots. Anyway, yeah, food news.
Voices. I always struggle to get people to record stuff here.
How does Ben Fletcher from the Sport Pre-Recorded Sport have even the time to make them?
He just likes pre-recording things.
He does, yeah.
Anyway.
Food news.
That's right. So, protesters dressed as sausages have caused a stir at the Australian Academy of Cinema and Television Arts Awards. They stormed the red carpet to highlight the male domination of the film and television industries in Australia. A new world record has been set for the most number of lit candles on a birthday cake. 100 people worked on the 80-foot-long vanilla mousse-filled sponge cake, which had more than 72,000 candles on it, and they had to burn for 40 seconds to set the record.
That's a lot of candles.
That is a lot of candles, is yeah.
That was Bruce Forsyth's birthday cake.
Anyway, it had to be put out with CO2 fire extinguishers because there was so much fire.
So what, it'd make a rubbish Two Ronnies sketch.
People ate it afterwards. And finally, a Bob's Burger pop-up has been set up in Los Angeles. It's based on the cartoon and is probably the closest you'll be able to get to trying some food from the show. And if you happen to be in LA, you can see Bob's burger-themed art at the gallery, which is serving burgers for just two more days.
And that was food news.
Food news, without mentioning vegetables, because they're not allowed.
No.
For example, carrot would not be allowed. Don't mention carrots.
Carrots.
Carrots!
Carrots!
Everybody stop saying carrots. Anyway, yeah, food news.
I mean, this programme's quite weird now,
Talking
isn't it?
Talking of carrots...
Yeah. Are you still eating ham?
Yeah.
You probably shouldn't speak with your mouth full.
You shouldn't. I keep telling him that. Do you see Holly and Philip on This Morning eating with their mouths full?
Yeah, they giggle, don't they?
Speaking with their mouths full.
Oh, yeah.
They what they do is they wait until...
Don't eat with your mouth full. How am I supposed to do it?
Through a tube. Well,
no, what they do, don't they, on This Morning...
Through a tube?
Well, that's how you get around that one.
Oh.
They wait until they've got a mouthful of food, yeah. And then Gino De Campo will say something like, "Well, that is a big banana."
That's a very racist accent, you can't do it.
And then Phil and Holly will giggle, and then that's great television. So,
well, let's do that then.
Okay, so should I have some more ham?
How much ham are you going to eat?
I had it for dinner last night.
Is this what you take a bite out of that?
Yeah.
Why have you took a bite out of a big bit of ham and just left the... I'll have to cut your bite off it.
So much ham.
When do we giggle?
Oh, there's a big banana!
No, no, wait a minute, you've got to do it in the accent.
I'm not doing the accent.
All right, do it again.
Oh! There's a big banana! Oh my god. Do you want me to I can help you. I can help you.
Guys, we gotta do the
fine, yeah. Alright.
It's time for the mince pies round.
Alright. Well, Victoria can try mince pie because she...
Yes, please.
Okay, so okay, so that's the first mince pie.
Yep.
Only have a bite from it, Victoria, because you'll have to try all three.
Okay.
One. When Holly and Philip do it, it doesn't go all down their top.
Right, so that first one is just a standard all-butter mince pie.
It tastes pretty standard.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Does it taste buttery?
Yeah, which annoys me slightly.
Mm.
Yes. It's okay, though.
The second one, have you got number two?
Is that the one with the pattern? Or the plain one?
The plain one.
Okay, I've got it here.
Can we hurry up now, because this is really boring?
Sorry.
John, I've been trying to convince my fiancé to give up Jeremy Vine and listen to your show for ages. Oh, God, I wish you hadn't chosen today. Shove it in, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the second one.
That's a fruit pie.
I really like that one.
That's a mixed fruit pie rather than a mince pie, but that's what they
said.
That's
a nice surprise. It's really sweet and
nice
delicious.
Nice surprise.
Final pie.
Okay.
Why do people watch this stuff on television? It's really rubbish.
Hmm.
How's that one?
It's the sound of Victoria masticating.
Do you know what? This one's my favourite.
Okay.
It doesn't taste buttery. Mm. And yep. It's just a nice filling. And it's pretty. I like the decoration on the top. It's got like holly leaves on it.
Okay, so that pie, the third pie, your favourite, was a Sainsbury's Taste the Difference mince pie, which cost £1.80 for six of them.
Nice.
Although they were free for us.
Yep.
The second one you ate, the fruit pie,
which is my second favourite,
was Tesco's, which are currently £1 for six, or you can buy two packs, so
does he make
12
them?
No.
That's really cheap.
For £1.50.
Bargain.
And then the first one, the all-butter mince pies, are from Waitrose.
Your least favourite. So, there we have it. Waitrose win the ham, and Sainsbury's win the...
Sainsbury's win the mince pie round.
Mince pie round.
Cool. I'm going to eat those two. I'm not going to finish these.
Is that the end of this?
We got one more dessert, but I think we have to have some adverts.
God, no, what? It's interminable. This has just come in. Hi, John. What the actual F am I listening to? Yeah, you might wonder. You're listening to me, James O'Brien, on LBC 97.3.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
This Christmas, swerve the socks and get tooled up with this great gift idea from B&Q. The Forged Steel 55-piece heavy-duty toolkit is an amazing £30. For this and more great tool gifts, come to B&Q and get Christmas cracking. Some stores excluded. See DIY.com for details.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Hi guys, it's me, James Buckley, off the telly and YouTube channel Completed It Mate. Did you know that Game are now selling Mafia 3 for £34.99 on PS4 and Xbox One, saving you £15? Wow, what a deal! Why am I telling you? Let's just say that Game made me an offer I couldn't refuse. Yes, just like the Mafia. Well, they gave me a load of money and I signed a contract agreeing to do their adverts, so it's not really like the Mafia. Terms apply. Please visit game.co.uk for details.
At Argos, our big brand event is now on, with hundreds of deals across Samsung, LG, Lego, Fitbit and many more. Buy online today, delivered to you today, with fast-track same-day delivery. Go Argos. Offer ends 13th of December. Conditions apply. Order by 6pm. 90% UK coverage.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
West Yorkshire on the M62 eastbound, the severe delays due to an earlier vehicle fire between junction 22 for Rishworth Moor and 23 for Huddersfield. Congestion back to junction 21 for Milnrow. All lanes have been reopened but still causing very heavy congestion from Rochdale towards Huddersfield. In Staffordshire on the M6 southbound, there's reports of a lane blocked on the exit slip road causing heavy traffic at junction 15 for the A500 at Stoke. I'm Paul Jenkins.
For me, it's the first thing on the shopping list. I don't know about you, but trying to get my kids to switch off the TV and sit down to supper is like trying to prise a bone away from a dog. Worse still, when I try and serve them some healthy veg, they look at me like I've cancelled Christmas. But when I serve them a delicious bowl of vegetable soup, they always want more. They're happy, and I'm happy, and that they're getting another one of their five a day. Win-win. Oh, and the soup... it has to be Heinz.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio.
Hello, boys and girls and mummy and daddies. Here's a Christmas cracker clue as to the identity of our next Panto Land guest on the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross. Are you ready? Thinking caps on. I don't like rumour, but I do like Hearsay. I don't like farms, but I love Emmerdale, and I'm sure you're going to love our next Pentoland guest. It's Suzanne Shaw from Hearsay and Emmerdale with me, Paul Ross, on the Full Set Breakfast Plus. Your chance to have your say on the big burning current affairs question of the day with Better Call Paul. It's the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, tomorrow morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon then to you. You've just missed the worst taste test in broadcast history.
Still going on, John. I mean, we'll have to run it alongside the next feature.
Yeah, what are you going to do while Matt's in here doing the diversity paper review?
So the final round, John, is the showstopper dessert round.
Yes.
Which isn't from any sort of popular food show.
No.
It's not stolen at all.
No.
We've asked Sainsbury's, Tesco's and Waitrose to each send a showstopper dessert.
Yes.
And
I mean, the show's almost come to a stop already.
And this is the first one. Yeah. So what we'll do is we'll taste them during in a bit. But first, Tesco have sent a chocolate bomb.
In this climate, I'm not sure that's a good idea. Not in this day and age.
Which is a chocolate tea dessert, creamy dessert, that also has come with a pot of caramel, which I've been told to heat.
Yeah, yeah.
And then what I'm going to do now...
This has been going on for nearly an hour now.
Well, thank you for inviting me for the best bit.
Yeah, you know.
Because I couldn't eat the ham.
Pour it over...
No, that's true.
Pour it over the dessert.
Yeah.
And it should...
Explode.
No, not explode, but have a look.
Well, that's just a man pouring some caramel over a dessert.
Yeah, it's a sort of dome shape.
Yeah, it is. It's got gold flecks in it. It looks like mustard.
It's caramel.
What's going to happen now?
Well, it should be melting. The dome should melt and sort of open up.
I don't think the caramel's hot enough.
Anyway, the diversity... While he's doing that, the diversity paper review. Now, Matt's here with the diversity paper review. He's a regular diversity paper reviewer. He's here with it today. He's here with it. He's here with it.
It collapsed. The dome has collapsed to... Oh, wow! To show a lovely dessert, chocolate-based cream dessert on the inside. Oh.
I mean, I admit it does look good. Anyway, now, diversity paper review is... by the way, advice? Never just pick the phone up again. Matt's here, diversity paper review. Different diversity each day reviewing the papers for us. Matt's here. Your diversity reminders is that you are...
I'm Jewish.
It makes us the most diverse programme in broadcasting. But hang on, you've got a new diversity.
I've added. I'm now officially hard of hearing and slightly deaf.
Are you?
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank
you. That's two diversities.
I know, I'm really upping the quota on the show.
Well done.
I know. Need a new job, probably.
I know. Did you go for a test, then?
I went to ENT, which is ear, nose and throat.
Yeah. Yep.
And officially my right ear can't hear over 4,000 kilohertz per second.
Really?
Mm.
Oh. And how was your nose and your throat?
Yeah, fine. Oh, I can smell and... taste or
well you're gonna in a minute.
Yeah.
Although bad news, because you're Jewish, you can't have any ham.
No, I'll go for that. No, I've been struggling for 25 years.
Yeah. And there is that chocolate thing there now. Anyway, what's in the papers while Cornelius tries to deal with all of that?
So much in the papers.
Yeah.
And now there's a subject close to my heart.
Yes.
So let's start with cotton buds. See how I've done this.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
This is smart.
Yeah, I was going to say, if your ear is next to your heart, though, you do have more of a problem than just a little bit of deafness.
Yeah, that's true. Yes, plastic cotton buds are set to disappear from supermarket shelves next year. Mm. This is due to because we all know we're ruining the oceans with too much plastic.
Yep.
And by 2020, there's set to be more plastic in the seas than there are fish. So they're going to replace...
So we'll have to change the saying.
What's the saying?
Well, there's plenty more plastic in the sea.
Mm.
You know, when you're dumped.
Yeah.
And that's... people console you by going, well, there's plenty more. So that we'll have to change, change that.
Would you rather be a small piece of plastic in a pond or a big piece of plastic in the ocean or whatever it is?
Exactly that.
That one.
Yeah. Yes.
And Ben and Jerry's will make plastic food.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, this could go on and on.
Yeah.
The lead singer of Marillion from years ago could be called Plastic.
Hmm. The DJ at Mission on Thursday in Leeds. Yeah, we'll have to change. Anyway, so it's set to change to...
Are you just plasticking for compliments?
Yes.
Go on.
So millions of cotton buds with plastic stems are flushed down the toilet by Britons each week, and they clog up the sewers, and they litter the beaches, and they kill marine life. So they're going to say that they're going to replace the plastic with rolled up paper, which I guess will disintegrate better.
So the cotton bud is the pugil stick of the ear, right? And so that bit is just going to be tightly rolled up paper.
Well, the bit in the middle. Yes. So you still have the cotton bud, like the cotton wool part. But in the middle will be rolled up paper.
Rolled up paper, which...
I guess like a Rizzler, like when you roll that up.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's good. That is good news.
Mm. And lots of people seem to have gotten bored with this already. M&S, John Lewis, Waitrose, The Body Shop, Co-op, Johnson & Johnson. And they're all leading the way, and others are going to be following, which is great. And they've made a pledge.
So Sainsbury's and Tesco, which we should mention if we're mentioning Waitrose, given that that's who sent us all this food, by the way.
Mm-hmm. I've just bought in our showstopper dessert. From Waitrose, which is a Cur Royale Blackcurrant and Prosecco Meringue Stack.
There's a department coming up with this stuff. Yeah. I mean, that's what... You know, okay, it's Christmas. What are we going to come up with? What's in the cupboard?
Well, I tell you what, if you want, an ex-girlfriend of mine buys the free from range at Sainsbury's.
Yeah.
So I assume she must come up with it. Like anything that's free from gluten.
Yeah.
I don't know. Or free from fun.
Cornelius.
It's zesty, the meringue stack. It's got berries with a jus on top.
Well, there's one sitting here. He's doing the papers.
Yeah, can you get off it, please?
Get off the meringue stack. It's not a meringue and jus stack. It's a meringue stack. Get off it.
But I can't really... Can you taste any Prosecco, Cass?
No.
So there we go. The chocolate bomb is quite nice, but very rich, isn't it? Mm. Very rich.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Right, what's next in the papers? Again, when Holly and Philip do this, it seems to go better for them.
I know. I don't know it's almost like they've rehearsed.
Yeah.
They've won awards. You won't.
What's next?
Pornographic Pompeii.
Okay.
Just chat about that for a little bit.
Well, it's what we've got for Christmas is this delicious pornographic Pompeii meringue.
Be the envy of all your friends as you bring it up through the table. But raunchy services offered in Roman brothels more than 2,000 years ago have been revealed through wall paintings in Pompeii. I've always been obsessed with Pompeii.
Have you been?
No, I'd like to go.
It's amazing, yeah. Mm. Oh, yeah, it's fantastic, yeah. Because it's exactly as you'd imagine it to be. Because I think it can't be bodies lying there like they fell thousands of years ago. They are.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And obviously the houses are all preserved in the ash and everything else. And they're still uncovering bits of it, so you can go in and see where they're digging it. It's incredible.
Yeah, you are the esteemed travel writer, so you should know about
this. That's right, I know about these
things. Mount Vesuvius obviously exploded, destroying the whole city. Mm. But they found all these photos, I guess, well, not photos, drawings on walls of essentially people having a raunchy time.
I've seen some of them they are explicit.
Really?
Yeah. They're not like a child's crude drawing.
No.
Like I tried to draw on Cornelius's arm the other day.
Quite detailed.
But they are quite detailed. There are many acts depicted that one is surprised about. And then you remember they're Romans, so you're no longer surprised. Mm. That's right.
They created it all.
They did all that, yeah. So, okay.
Well done to them. So you can go and have a look at all these raunchy paintings.
Yeah.
In hieroglyphic form.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about a baby piglet.
Nope.
Because you're eating it.
Let's talk about the Sainsbury's Tasty Difference Belgian Chocolate Tiffin.
Tiffin?
Tiffin.
Tiffin.
It's a traditional Christmas dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Shaped in the word Noel.
I think it's safe to say they're individual letters.
Big hearsay fans.
Edmonds. they are individual letters, you're right. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Have you got to review each individual
licking
letter?
Your phone?
Yeah, I spilt some on my phone. I spilt some on my phone.
Did it taste zesty? Oh, God.
Not really. It's more chocolatey. So I've just had some of the Tiffin.
Yeah.
It's very chocolatey again.
Yes.
Like the Tesco chocolate bomb.
Yeah, no, which is best? Just get on with it.
The Tiffin.
Whose is that?
Tesco's. Sainsbury's. Taste the Difference.
Yeah.
Belgian chocolate tiffin wins the showstopper dessert round.
Right. Is that it now?
Yeah, until they send more, yeah.
Is there not a cheese board? Yeah,
I don't think they will be sending more.
I imagine this is the best publicity they've ever had. Is there a cheese board around?
I'd like that.
All right. Tell me about the piglet while Cornelius vomits in the corner. He's eaten far too much.
Can't wait to see that afterwards.
Yeah.
So a pig has been born in China.
Yep.
A cute pig. You've probably just eaten its mum.
Yeah.
sorry, did you not know that's where food comes from?
All food comes from pigs, Connie.
Exactly, so I don't eat anything.
Yeah.
But it's got the face of a monkey on, and the family have decided to raise it like a baby.
It's got a pig with a monkey's face. This is excellent.
I know, it's amazing. So if you look at the photos, which I'll happily show you afterwards, it's online. But it's a baby pig, quite sweet, but it has a very odd-looking face that looks like a monkey.
Cornelius.
Yeah. So, and the family decided to raise it like it's one of their own. They fed it like a baby.
Oh.
And the owner, Xi Jin, from the Guizhou province in China.
Probably not, but close enough.
No. You're the travel writer. but it says this isn't the first time a pig has been born with a facial deformity.
No.
Apparently, South America, all the way through to China, which is literally the breadth of the world. Experts believe environmental pollution has played a role in the pig's peculiar appearance.
Thanks, Matt. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Now, would you like to try some of the chocolate dessert?
Yeah, I'll get involved.
Yeah, come on then.
You can also... I made honey roasted parsnips and carrots, which I've also bought in.
I've had some of the parsnips. They're nice.
They're nice?
Yeah.
That's not part of it. I'm just nice.
Okay. Is the taste test... What are they doing?
The taste test is over. We should round up, really.
Yeah.
So, the winner of the ham round... was Waitrose with their bacon and pickle ham.
To be fair to the other two, they were both delicious, Tesco and Sainsbury's, but Waitrose edged it because of they'd filled the top of it with pickle. It's got built-in pickle and a bacon backing.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
The winner of this mince pie round, the fruit pie round, the second round, was Sainsbury's with their Taste the Difference...
Pie.
Taste the Difference mince pie.
And Victoria chose that, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I think, who's picking? Should I pick the winner?
Yes.
For the third round, the showstopper dessert round, which I definitely did not make up to make it sound like we had more of a format, is the Sainsbury's Taste the Difference Belgian Chocolate Tiffin.
So Tesco, who initiated this whole thing.
Mm-hmm. They were the best overall.
Nicely played. Right, so that's a taste test, which we'll never do again. I think we'll leave it to the experts. Holly and Philip, it's back to you. Right, in the next bit of the programme, there will be... Are you all right there? You look ill.
It's my favourite thing we've ever done on the radio.
I know it is. Yeah. I mean, I can see why. I mean, it is excellent, but, you know, only for you.
We should do a booze test.
In the run-up to Christmas?
Yeah.
That'd go well, wouldn't it? Let's try loads of different boozes and see where that ends up the programme. All right, in the next bit, there will be a game of Paul Rossmaster, there will be the big debate, and there will be showbiz with a man who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz. You are listening to This Morning on ITV with Holly and Philip.
Talk radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hi. Hi, I'm here to trade in my trainers.
Trade in your trainers?
Yeah, they're really old. Didn't buy them here. Seen better days, to be honest. I wouldn't get too close. I want to put them towards some lovely new ones.
Sorry, sir, we don't do that.
Really? Vauxhall do? I just got £2,000 for my old banger to put towards a brand new car.
Think you can't afford a new Vauxhall? Scrap your old car, and on top of all our other great offers, we'll give you up to £2,000 scrappage to put towards a brand new Vauxhall. Visit your local retailer or search Vauxhall Scrappage for more information. Trading car registered in your name for at least 90 days. Offer available to individuals and small businesses. UK supplied vehicles only. Exclusions apply. Limited time at participating retailers. Full T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In December, we've got a 25 kilogram bag of Thistle multi-finish plaster for only £4.39 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
eBay has lots of new gifts for the women in your life this Christmas.
Rob, don't forget we're at Neil and Donna's Christmas Eve.
Jewellery from Links of London.
Then we're up early Christmas Day to drive to Mum's.
Coffee machines.
And then we're at Judy's Drinks Party Boxing Day.
Designer fragrances.
So you can forget the football.
Portable radio. Discover new Christmas gifts you can click and collect at over 1,000 stores on eBay. The ultimate you can't go wrong with gifts for her this Christmas shop.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
Talk Radio.
It is as well, yes. Good afternoon. I am John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news at three.
Thanks, John. Coming up, MI6 warning over Syria, coach jailed for his own safety, and giraffes are facing extinction.
Talk Radio.
Britain's spy chief has warned Russian actions in Syria will have a tragic outcome and could put the security of Britain at risk. In his first public speech as head of MI6, Alex Younger says the scale of the terror threat is unprecedented. Sky's defence correspondent Alistair Bunkle says he disagrees with Russia's belief that bombing Aleppo will stabilise the war-torn country.
In the opinion of the head of MI6, it is not, and it is in fact having the opposite effect. It is radicalising Syrians, particularly the likes of Jawad al-Nusra, and that will have a longer-term effect on the stability of the world.
A serial online troll has been jailed for a maximum of 2 years for harassing Jewish MP Luciana Berger. 24-year-old Joshua Bonehill Payne from Yeovil is already serving a prison term for stirring up racial hatred for a flyer for a neo-Nazi rally. A former youth coach at Celtic has been remanded into prison for his own safety after being charged with sexual activity with a child. Jim McCafferty handed himself into a police station in Belfast yesterday where he was arrested. The 21-year-old, who's originally from Wishaw in North Lanarkshire, is due to appear back in court by video link next month. Downing Street says the Foreign Secretary's remarks about a UK ally playing proxy wars are not the views of the government. A spokesperson for the Prime Minister says Boris Johnson's comments, which accuse Saudi Arabia of puppeteering, are his own personal opinions. And there's a warning giraffes are in serious danger, with reports they're heading towards what's described as a silent extinction. Figures show their numbers have dropped by 40% in the last 30 years. There were less than 100,000 in 2015. Jay Hayward is a giraffe keeper at Dudley Zoo.
You've got poaching, you've got habitat loss, and you've got the increase of human populations as well. And these increasing human populations are ever encroaching into the animals' habitats, basically. They're cutting off critical migration routes and just taking up their habitat where they live, where they thrive.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mild, cloudy and wet in the south of England and Wales. Dry and brighter elsewhere with highs of 14 degrees. Hi.
Hi. Now, have you... Did you finish all the mince pies?
Ooh. No, I ate my favourite one. I'm saving my second favourite one. Mm-hmm. And then I tried to get rid of the one I like the least, the Waitrose one.
Least,
by asking people who work for TalkSport, oh, does anyone want this half-eaten mince pie? And no one did, so I just popped it in the bin.
Fine. Anyway, so Cornelius is looking very, very ill.
Mm.
You've eaten three puddings, two massive hams.
Three massive hams. I'm still eating as well.
I know.
It's not a good idea. I just can't help it.
It's like Christmas. Just graze.
Mm.
Okay, right, well, here's...
I think the parsnips are the best. And I cooked those.
Well done.
Here's Ben with the... Can we stop talking about food now?
I really like food.
Ben, with the pre-recorded sport, live today from where some animals are going through some bins, but then get involved in a sword fight.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger says he can't offer any assurances that Alexis Sanchez and Mesut Ozil will sign new contracts. The high-profile pair have around 18 months left on their current deals, with Sanchez linked with a big-money move to China this week. Wenger's insistent that he won't preside over the sale of either Sanchez or Ozil. Manchester United's Europa League clash against Zoya is expected to go ahead despite concerns over an icy case. Just 1 point will see United progress to the last 30 minutes. Here live on TalkSport. Elsewhere, Southampton host his Rangers at OL Beersheba, where he can draw a draw or a win. Finally, cricket. England aren't in a bad position at all after day one of the fourth test with India in Mumbai, despite losing three wickets in the final session. Peter Jennings scored 112 on his debut, scoring close to 288 for five in their first innings. Ben Stokes was unbeaten on 25 runs, Josh Butler not out on 18. That's the latest sports news, powered by TalkSport.
There you go, that was Ben with the pre-recorded sport live from where some animals were going through some bins and then having a sword fight. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is time for the big debate. So, as the 2016 Reaper continues to wield its celebrity scythe, today, of course, we say goodbye to Greg Lake out of off of King Crimson, Emerson, Lake and Palmer, and that song about believing in Father Christmas from the Now Christmas album that's playing at this time of year whenever you go into a shop. Meanwhile, in Australia, religious leaders have called for, and I quote, a Muslim alternative to Peppa Pig. But personally, I think that's double standards, right? That because they've outright rejected my idea for Mohammed the Mole, and something to do with not being allowed to draw him, I think. Why they can't just put Pepper in a burqa? That solves it. Easy to draw on afterwards as well. Anyway, I'm going to be quiet now for my own safety. On the line, listening to me say the word safety there, though, is somebody who's called into Talk Radio. He's called Edward. Hello, Edward.
Hello, Mr. Jonathan.
Hello there. Thanks for calling in on 03444.
I don't know. I didn't dial the number. A servant did it for me.
Now, you heard me say the word safety there, and
I did, and
that's why you've got your servant to call in because you think, and I'm this is what you told our researcher. You think safety is the idea of the concept of safety is namby-pamby. It's part of we don't need it anymore. We don't need safety. It's just liberal lefty safe. And you're part of the safety is for sissies campaign. Is that right?
Well, as with so many of these issues, John, it really comes down to where you draw the line.
Yeah, where do you draw the line?
On a piece of paper made from dynamite using an especially pointy stick.
Yes.
Whereas others would prefer to draw on a line on cushions or feathers or something, and those people are fools.
Yes. Well, it's interesting because one of them is on the line, not a drawn one, you understand, but a telephone one. Now, he's called Jack. Hello, Jack.
Hiya.
Hiya. Now, you've heard Edward there. His servant dialed in because I said the word safety. He thinks safety is for sissies. Would you draw a line on a cushion or a feather or on paper made of dynamite, Jack? Let's get that out of the way first. It's a good question.
Well, the feather sounds nice.
Mm.
It sounds like it wouldn't harm anyone, yeah. which I enjoy.
Yeah.
You see, I've got a very close personal relationship with safety, and I'm a big advocate for safety.
Yeah, you're part of the pro-safety lobby, is that right?
That's correct, yes.
And, what, and that lobby's made of what? Sort of cotton wool?
Well, the lobby's made of ideas, and ideas bring people together,
yeah.
and hopefully when people are together, they'll act in a safe manner.
Right, okay.
That sounds incredibly dangerous. Should make a lobby out of bricks.
Well, I'll make sure there's a sign up to inform people of any hazards.
You see, that's the problem, isn't it? I mean, I know what you're going to say, Edward. He's just gone down the sign route. It's all
we coggle moggle. We do.
Well, I understand your concern, but it's a lot better than falling over and having your face impaled on some sort of protruding spike. You see,
yeah.
When I was just a little boy, I was having a walk and I tripped on a discarded high-vis jacket and I tumbled all the way down a well and I spent weeks down that well and I managed to have some time to think and I decided to spend the rest of my life travelling the world, looking out for hazards and putting up signs next to them.
Ah, now, Edward, you wish you'd stayed in the well now, I imagine.
Oh, yes, jolly well done. That sounded like a rather perhaps the most remarkable thing you've ever done in your life.
Mm.
I personally never had an accident when I was young, and I've never had an accident since. I have no idea what you're talking about.
I find that difficult to believe. You must have been highly protected, if that's the case.
Well, is it the
case? I was highly protected, yes.
Not everyone is born with those luxuries, Edward.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't care. Do you know what? Safety is an illusion. Do you know who the safest group is right now? Turkeys.
Mm.
They're well-fed, nice and warm in little sheds, probably like you are. And they could not feel safer. And soon, in one single day, we will slaughter them by the millions and eat them in front of their friends. We do this every year, and they never learn.
Should everything...
Do you often sit with other turkeys around the Christmas table?
Stop talking now. Should we equip... This is a text that's just come in, and I think it's a good question. I think it's something you should both answer. This just says, John, everything should have a safety catch. We should take our advice from guns. If everything had a safety catch, it would be safer. Tin openers, hats, blancmange. Everything should have a safety catch. Now that, presumably, Jack, is something you'd advocate.
Absolutely, yeah. So I've watched hundreds of toddlers falling down into toilet bowls and nearly drowning if I hadn't been there to pull them out.
Yeah.
And a safety catch on a toilet lid would be a wonderful thing. Yes, I agree.
Yeah, so what about the safety catch, Edward?
A safety catch on a blancmange might help some social embarrassment in certain occasions, yes.
So you're not going to rule that out?
I'm not going to rule that one out, no, purely because for personal reasons.
Yeah.
But every other catch, all of them, they can just be dumped in the sea.
Right. Now, I want to give you some other examples as well of what people that are on your side. These are people that, like you, are part of the Safety is for Sissies campaign. Lie pylons on their side. That's to make it easier for errant children to climb them or for people to get kites entangled in them. It's the very opposite of safety. Remove the plug sockets on the wall. Just have bare wires hanging out of the wall. That's what another one. Get in a bath with a toaster. What's the worst that could happen? Has just come in.
All of those make perfect sense. I mean... As the popular song person Iggy Pop once said, give me danger, little stranger. I believe he was talking to someone he didn't really know very well.
Yeah.
And I'll feel your disease. Now, I don't know if you've ever felt someone else's disease, John, but Iggy did, and you must have enjoyed it to write a song all about it.
Yeah.
So danger is rather a good thing, I would imagine.
Well, danger's a good thing, Jack. You've got it. You've heard it there from Iggy Pop.
Well, you know, art is art, and artists tend to have fun, don't they? But I think it's a warning, isn't it? And what you were describing there, John, it sounds like some sort of hellish dystopia.
Yeah.
Where safety is just eschewed and is not a concern for anyone. And think of all the little children who are going to get themselves electrocuted or tripping up on pylons.
They're lying on their sides. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I mean, there's a whole movement to put old fridges on rubbish tips, but leave the doors on, in direct contravention of those adverts from the 1970s that warned us not to do it.
Exactly. One of my favourite pastimes is to watch these public safety information films from the 1970s,
because
they're extremely amusing.
Yeah.
I mean, they tell you not to jump into barrels on farms or wander around train tracks or set fire to the curtains.
Yeah.
And there's this guy from Halloween saying, I am the voice of some kind of dumb and stupid water. And an utterly incoherent cat called Charlie going, meow, 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 meow.
Yeah.
And his idiot friend telling us not to jump under cars. These are hilarious films. I could watch them for hours.
Yeah. I want to I want to play you something. So this is, well, let me just have a listen to this.
We can dance, we can dance. Everybody look at your hands. We can dance, we can dance. Everybody's taking a chance. Save the dance. Oh, let's save the dance. Yes, save the dance.
Well, that's safety dance. Now, listen to what... Now, Jack, listen to this, because this is a very, very interesting point. That's safety dance by Men Without Hats, right?
I know it very well.
If you remove safety as you want to, this is what you get.
We can
your hands. Oh, we can dance, oh, we can dance. Everybody's taking the chance.
And that's what happens if you take safety away, Edward.
Not quite as good, is it, Edward?
Mm.
It's marked improvement, I believe.
No.
I wouldn't know what a safety dance looked like, except for sometimes you see these people shuffling from one foot to another in disco.
We use that song for our promotional videos.
Yeah, well, I've got a bone to pick with you about that, actually, Jack, because it's performed by a band called Men Without Hats, and hats are safe, aren't they? Because are hard hats, and if they're not wearing hats, how can they?
Yes, but their recording studio had a lot of low hanging ceiling fans, and that's why they couldn't wear the hats. It was for safety.
Right.
A little known fact there about Men Without Hats.
I'm not interested in that anymore because I want to talk about these trials in Sweden. You've probably heard about these.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
I'm on top of these, yes.
This is where...
Go on, John. You probably explain better than me. Go ahead.
In Sweden, they're doing these trials where...
Where are they?
Yes.
Where are the trials? Are they
in Sweden.
There must be some are really interesting. Where are they?
Sweden.
Oh, Sweden. Oh, okay.
And everyone in Sweden now runs with scissors. It's the law. And that's why the Olympics is never held in Sweden, because people can't remember that. And the scissor industry in Sweden is booming, right, because of it. Literally, and that's good for the economy. Literally, it's booming. They've got huge speakers with no noise limits on top of the factories, the scissor factories, deafening everyone in Sweden. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous country now, because no one is allowed out. Everyone has to run everywhere holding a pair of scissors. Now, that, Edward, is exactly the kind of thing you want to see here, isn't it?
Absolutely. And more, you know, all the world's problems are due to young people. That's a fact.
Mm.
They're a vague, gormless and random bunch. And, you know, running with scissors or, you know, forcing them to go bungee jumping. I mean, if you want a young person to take responsibility for themselves and their actions, just tie them to a long piece of elastic and throw them off a bridge. Works wonders.
Right. We've got to kind of leave you there, I'm afraid, because of time. But it's an interesting debate, I think. Do we need safety? I mean, it's outdated. I mean, there's do we need safety in post-Brexit Britain when we've got newspapers and hens? Get in touch with us and let us know what you think. Jack, could you sum up the debate for me in one word, please?
Foam.
Thank you. And Eggwood?
Safe word.
Thank you. Right, what do you think? Do you think we need safety or not in post-Brexit Britain? Let us know. Is it just, the namby-pamby preserve of the left, this oh, so safety? Would you like health alongside it, as it often is, or would you like to divide the two and have them run by individual companies? Health runs one company, safety runs another company. That's what they're doing with the trains, after all. Let us know. 8-7-2-2.
Starting message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Starting message with any word you like.
It's the big debate on the radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Just can't wait for Christmas. At Argos, find the perfect gifts with buy one, get one half price on all jewellery. Plus get a free £5 voucher when you spend £50. Go Argos. Jewellery offer ends 17th of December, voucher offer ends 13th of December. Terms and conditions apply, see online for details.
Just when you thought it was safe to go back home, family arrive. Screaming children, snoring uncles, granny's teeth in the sink. Make it through the holiday horrors with Dear Deirdre's How to Survive Christmas. Turn sleepless nights into silent nights. Don't miss it in the Sun on Sunday this weekend. Part of the Sun's great giveaway. Hey!
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Have I got PPI?
Want to know if you've had PPI? Find out with our free PPI check. Stephen Saunders from Nottingham received £1,856 on his credit card.
I wasn't sure whether I paid PPI on my credit card. Stanton Fisher did everything for me and took control of the claim. I would happily recommend Stanton Fisher to friends and family.
So text CHECK to 80800 for your free PPI check.
Have I got PPI.com?
That's CHECK to 80800.
Avoid the last-minute Christmas panic with great Vodafone deals on tablets, smartphones and SIMs. all with our network satisfaction guarantee. Come in store today or visit us online. Offer ends 21st December 2016. We've got you covered this Christmas on our even bigger and better network. Vodafone. Power to you.
Terms and exclusions apply. Increased geographical and population coverage from March 2015 to March 2016. Coverage may vary. For details, see vodafone.co.uk/NSG.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Leicestershire on the M1 northbound, there's two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an accident and fuel spillage between junction 21 for the M69 at Leicester and Leicester Forest East services. In West Yorkshire, still severe delays due to an earlier vehicle fire on the M62 eastbound between junction 22 for Rishworth Moor and 23 for Huddersfield, with congestion back to junction 21. And in Berkshire, the M4 westbound, there's an entry slip road closed due to an accident at junction 7 for Slough West. I'm Paul Jenkins.
If you can do a good deed and expect nothing back. If you can step up and get it done when others can't. If you can graft and not let the graft get you down. And put other folk first without a frown. If you can do all that, my son, you'll do me proud.
Okay, no problem. Happy to help.
Thanks very much. Plusnet Broadband is backed up by brilliant customer service. Friendly, helpful staff on hand to sort stuff out. Plusnet will do you proud.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
In the greatest comeback since Bobby Ewing showed up in Pam Shower.
Hello, I'm James Whale.
The mighty James Whale is back.
You know, the one.
The voice of reason returns to Talk Radio.
Unfiltered comment, scorched earth debate, and an ill-advised leather Stetson.
You making some kind of joke?
You look ridiculous. Take it off.
Get in the ring with the legendary James Whale.
Are you ready, man?
The dome-headed sage of speech radio returns to the airwaves for 3 hours of essential national night talk.
Cometh the hour, cometh the whale.
The James Whale Show, tonight from 7
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm full of ham. Right, it's 22 minutes past 3 o'clock. In a moment, showbiz. However, before that, of course, there's a small matter of the big news stories of the day. Boris Johnson has said something stupid again. He's commented about a foreign country. You shouldn't do that when you're foreign secretary. Because it gets you in all sorts of trouble. And Theresa May has gone some way this afternoon to distance herself from Boris Johnson, both physically and metaphorically. There's also, of course, the final day of the government in court over the Brexit challenge. That's happened. So Cliff Richard is suing the BBC. Now, the boss here said we should be more like the BBC. So I thought if I get us sued by Cliff Richard, that would be a step towards that. So... I can say something now about...
No, you can't.
Cliff Richard, because if I said it, then he would sue us, wouldn't he?
Yeah, but don't do that.
What I'm getting at is that the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, Cornelius, and many people can't, which is why we like to explain it using the medium of Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, and 5 syllables. We present the news in haikus.
MPs back May's Brex. It plan, they must light the colours red, white and blue.
The news in haikus. Right, let's do some showbiz. Couple of reactions, by the way, coming in for the big debate just ahead of showbiz. Just was just coming. It's the lefty, lily-livered thinking like this that's turned us all into a nation of alive people. We're just coming out somewhat. Have you got one there, Cornelius?
Yes, John. If the PR companies exercised caution or safety, I wouldn't have had lunch today. That's coming from me.
Yeah. Now, always a favourite highlight of the week for us, as a man from TalkSport comes in here. He has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, but he comes in here to review the showbiz. He's called Reese. Hello, Reese.
Hello, mate. How are you doing?
Very well, thank you. Good to have you back. So, well, I know you'd like to take us on the merry showbiz dance.
Yes, indeed.
Where, indeed, are you leading us first?
The end of Kim Ye, possibly. Apparently, Kim Kardashian wants a divorce from Kanye West.
Oh, not her own bottom.
No. She's still quite comfortable carrying all that around. It's the other big bum that she wants out of her life.
I see. And when I hadn't heard about this. So when does this?
It's like US sources, A sources, stateside equivalent.
Yeah.
Have said that she no longer wants to be married to the rapper, as they're living in separate homes, and he's also, you know, copped a bit of a wrong and ended up being in hospital for about 10 days for stress exhaustion.
She can't blame him for that. That's just stress and exhaustion, isn't it? That's no reason to split up with someone.
No, absolutely. And it's a lot of speculation. It's kind of, there are talks that, and it is speculated that. So US sources, not like the British one. He's going out on a limb with this one. He's sticking his neck out. Mm. And so apparently Kim Kardashian wants out of the marriage. But there's no real hard evidence or quotes or pictures or anything like that. It's just, it's thought to be true.
I see. And that's good enough to print it as news, of course.
It's good enough to lead the showbiz news, definitely.
Yeah, absolutely right. And so there's no word of, because they've gone through a lot. We've talked about them. You know, there was the robbery in Paris.
Yep.
Where we know now that the burglars, whatever they were, the raiders, managed to get, because we didn't know how they got into the flat, but it turned out they hid inside her buttocks.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and then just like Troy.
Yep.
Like a sort of horse of Troy. And when she was asleep, they climbed out of her buttocks and robbed her.
This is fact.
And that is going to put a strain on any marriage, isn't it?
No, absolutely. If you don't know whether or not there are intruders hiding inside the back carriage of your lady in question, that's going to put some sort of question about intimacy, isn't it?
Yeah. So I understand they've gone through a difficult time. I mean, I just hope they can pull through this.
Definitely. She's got form for this. She's been married twice before.
I didn't know that.
Once when she wasn't famous and was a teenager, and the other one was a 72-hour marriage to a basketball player. So maybe she's just going for number four.
Yeah,
you know.
I wasn't aware of previous marriages of a Kardashian. I didn't know that was a thing.
Yes.
I think it's because I'm not interested as well.
Oh no, absolutely. I'm barely aware of her current marriage, let alone the rest of them.
Keep us posted on this, because that story will roll on and on, I'm sure.
Absolutely, right. Hourly updates of this warrant and unbased speculation that's leading the showbiz news.
Good, what next?
Brad Pitt thought we could keep the divorce from fellow megastar Angelina Jolie a bit on the quiet.
Right.
Yeah, he wanted to keep it a secret for the kids' sake, but
he didn't want to tell anyone they were getting divorced?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he thought.
I think that's out there.
Yeah, I think he's probably a bit late for this one. I think it's probably out there.
Yeah,
as I say, but he wanted to keep it quiet to protect his kids. But Angelina Jolie's lawyers are going, "Nah, it's to protect yourself, mate." And so he's failed in his attempt to keep that one under his hat.
So is this going to be when presumably the papers are public? This is the divorce papers that's citing the reasons for.
Absolutely,
And that's what he wanted to keep under wraps.
He wanted to keep those quiet.
It may not paint him in a great light. Is that the thought?
That's the thought. Is that he'll come out of this looking badly?
Have US sources speculated on that?
US sources is all over this.
Yeah.
And he believes. There's actually quotes in this one. So it's actually somewhere near some sort of journalism of sort.
Yeah.
But apparently. He wants to keep these papers that are coming out under his hat, and he's failed spectacularly.
The thing is, if he did that, he'd have to keep his hat on all the time, because if you take a hat, especially in a wind,
no, absolutely.
The papers are going to blow all over the place.
Yes.
So, you know, I don't think it's very sensible to put them under his hat anyway.
No, absolutely.
So I'm kind of glad that they've not let him do that. I think it's a responsible use of a court judgment. I think that's probably the... Anyway, that's exciting. When is this divorce? Do we know?
It's upcoming.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. So, but it's going to be, what a battle, though. If the Kardashian Kanye thing happens, and then this
season
one happens, I mean, who's going to win the battle of the coverage to that? I mean, that's a
yeah. That's going to be one hell of a head-to-head for ratings. You can imagine it's going to be all over the magazines that I'm forced to read and sob.
Which particular magazine did these come from, by the way?
All of them.
Just all of them.
It was all over the place.
Now, I know there's more of this.
There is. There's plenty more.
So you just hang around a bit.
I will do.
Because in the next half an hour, we'll have more showbiz reviewing with Reese. We'll also be playing a game of Paul Rossmaster, in which a radio presenter will be tested as to their knowledge of full set representer Paul Ross. All in the next half an hour. But Victoria's here now at 3:30. She's got the news.
Talk Radio.
The head of MI6 has warned the UK won't be safe until the war in Syria ends. Some 200,000 civilians in eastern Aleppo have been cut off from food and medicine supplies. In his first public speech, Britain's spy chief, Alex Younger, was highly critical of what Moscow's trying to achieve in the Middle East.
In defining as a terrorist anyone who opposes a brutal regime, they alienate precisely that group that has to be on side if the extremists are to be defeated. Meanwhile, in Aleppo, Russia and the Syria regime seek to make a desert and call it peace. The human tragedy is heartbreaking.
A serial internet troll has been jailed for 2 years for posting a string of anti-Jewish rants about MP Luciana Berger. 24-year-old Joshua Bonehill Payne from Yeovil was found guilty of harassing the Labour politician yesterday. Jim McCafferty, who's a former youth coach at Celtic, has been remanded in prison for his own safety after being charged with sexual activity with a child. Separately, police in London have set up a dedicated team to look into historical allegations of sex abuse at clubs in the capital. The Welsh Government is contributing £8 million towards an £18 million investment in the steel industry. The money will go towards cutting energy costs and carbon emissions at the huge plant in Port Talbot. Theresa May has delivered a slap down to Boris Johnson over his remarks, accusing Saudi Arabia of puppeteering proxy wars. Her spokesperson says the comments aren't the government's view about its ally. And the Public and Commercial Services Union says its general secretary has had a successful heart transplant. For the last 2 years, Mark Sawatka has been kept alive by a mechanical pump after contracting a virus in 2010, which meant his heart failed. The weather: rain in the north where it will feel cooler, fog and drizzle across Wales, central and southern England, lows of 6 degrees. Tomorrow, mild and cloudy for many. The rain in the northwest will then move southeastwards. Highs of 13. There's more in half an hour.
Are you all right?
I'm good, thanks. How are you, John?
I'm fine, thank you. We had a taste test. We had a taste test about an hour ago. Well,
yeah.
it was interminable. It went on for ages.
Mm.
But Cornelius is. I mean, looking ill, if I'm on it. I mean, you...
I've eaten too much food.
His face is as grey as his jumper.
It is. He's gone grey. Mm. It's quite remarkable. But you had a little dainty nibble of a pie, didn't you?
Well, lots of pies. And yeah. I felt a bit sick for a while, but I was like, I like free food. So I just kept eating.
We've put the food in the TalkSport kitchen now.
Yeah.
And I sent an email around saying that the leftovers from the first annual Christmas taste test from the John Holmes show is in the kitchen. How's it going down, Victoria?
Well,
you're our person on the ground in the kitchen.
Well,
you shouldn't lie there.
I know, it's quite dirty. Mm. But people have been complaining that the ham may have been touched by your two hands, and that's been putting people off eating it.
I find that personally offensive.
Well, you should. It might be after I told them what you did with producer Cass's keys.
Yeah, now I understand. Fair enough. All right, then. I almost had to go to hospital
to
get them removed.
Such an odd show today.
Really? I mean, we've already had several people saying they're listening for the first time and are sort of confused but compelled at the same time with what's going on.
Do people know what you did with the keys? Have you spoken about this on air?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Not for a while, though.
So John put Cass's keys down his pants.
Put that in your showbiz news there, Reese.
John Holmes walks around with producer's keys in his pants.
There it is. Well, you know, I think it's Christmas. You know, there were a bunch of keys.
He says they're the keys to his heart.
Not anymore.
Yeah. Hey, look, it's Christmas, right? And they were a bunch of keys. Jingle balls.
Did you tried to make me get them as well. That's the most shocking thing.
No, he didn't.
I absolutely did not.
Didn't.
And that, let's be very clear, in this current climate, thank you, that did not happen.
Did you jingle them?
thought Santa
I'm not going to answer
coming.
That without my lawyer. Right, it's 25 to 4. We'll be back with more showbiz roundups any moment now.
Delaney, live at Drive on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. It's an A to Z of original afternoon entertainment with the most well-connected man in radio.
Give it some lip.
Big opinions, massive guests, all the top stories. Original afternoon entertainment with me, Sam Delaney.
Delaney, live at Drive.
Honk if you're Delaney.
This afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We are with a man from Talk Sports who has no interest in or knowledge of showbiz to review the showbiz. Right, okay then. We've done Kanye's... Kim Yeezy. Yeah, they might be splitting up according to US sources. Brad is trying to keep the papers for his divorce under an actual hat. Where now? Where? I mean, can we top that?
The weird relationship between Cheryl Fernandez Vicini and whatever other last name she's got now. She's going out with Liam Payne, who's 23. She's 30-odd, and they're about to have a baby together. And Liam Payne is apparently planning to propose to Cheryl, insert last names here.
Yeah.
Because by the time this goes out, she'll probably have another one.
That's true.
As soon as she's given birth, like the, you know,
oh, that's...
as a man who's been there when his child's been born,
yeah.
The last thing she needs,
yeah.
You know, whether you're famous or not, is you down on one peg with a ring out. She's just given birth to a baby.
Yeah, she's not going to be in the zone for that.
No. It's pretty selfish to go, you know, just put the baby to one side a minute, clean it off a bit, and here's a ring.
Yeah.
Know, it just seems like a bad idea to me. I think if I'd have done it, I think my fiancé would have kicked me in the head.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yes.
And I think even the baby would have kicked you in the head.
Probably.
It's an inappropriate moment to do that.
No, absolutely.
I mean, one could argue that you could do it during the conception.
No, yeah, that would probably be a more pertinent time to do it.
But not during the birth of the resulting child.
Absolutely not.
You know.
No.
And also, how do you pick your moment? Is it as it crowns?
Yes.
Or is it as it's the end of it comes out? You know, the whole thing slides out.
Yes.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it like a... If it's a cesarean,
yeah,
then you've got a whole different way to judge it, haven't you? You've got to,
yeah.
You know, I mean, that already is, I admit, celebratory in a way, like reminiscent of someone jumping out of a cake.
Yep.
You know, that's exactly what that's like,
mm-hmm.
I think. And I suppose you could, I'm just wondering if there's a way, because when people get engaged, I mean, we could ask Chloe about this. Let's ask Chloe about this. Chloe's our technical operator.
Uh-huh.
Hi, Chloe.
Hi
there. You've got engaged, haven't you?
Oh! Congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Yeah,
woo.
Just as a bit of a straw poll here, because you heard what Reese was saying there about...
being engaged when you're giving birth.
Yeah.
Like, literally as it's happening.
Yeah.
I mean, would that have been a nice moment, do you think? I know you haven't had a child
I've
yet.
I've not had a child, but I don't think I... No.
No.
Yeah, I've heard about the scenes with the... And your,
yeah.
It's not... You're not sat back with your legs open. You're bent over and all that, and it's...
Sorry, what are we talking about now?
I don't remember any of this.
In the maternity ward.
All right. We didn't want the details for your engagement, right?
Sorry, yeah, I forget. Not for air.
It's not for air, Chloe. Come on, yeah. Save it.
What about that other story?
Not that.
Okay.
I don't know why you did that. I think the idea of the... Of surprise, because girls like to be surprised when one gets engaged, right? It's just sort of moment, right? So, if there was a way of maybe getting the ring onto the baby while it was still inside,
it's like when you order a dessert and the ring's in the dessert.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So what a joy! The best moment of your life. You've just given birth to a baby. The midwife hands it to you, and the baby's got a ring on, and it's yours.
I still think she'd have punched him. There's just...
I mean, I haven't thought the logistics of how you get the ring in there or through.
Get her to accidentally eat it.
Yeah, but then you've got to...
Yeah, true.
Then it's got to sort of land on the baby. And I'm no doctor, but I don't know that those bits are necessarily connected up.
It'd be like those coin machines down
I mean, Cornelius still looks like he's about to have a food baby, if I'm brutally honest. But
you're not looking well, mate.
Those things are
proper peak.
You've had too much ham.
I have. It's really delicious ham, though. I had ham for dinner last night as well when I was cooking it.
Mm. All right. Well, okay. So that's a beautiful story.
It certainly is.
Should we finish on one? What have we, one more? Have you got one more?
Martin Roberts has reduced Larry Lamb to tears. Apparently,
right. This is a jungle thing.
This is a jungle thing.
Martin Roberts from Talk Radio
of this very radio. Yes.
Yes. And Larry Lamb.
Yeah, they didn't get on in the jungle.
Yeah.
Martin Roberts apparently wasn't to his liking. He called him a lower middle class something.
Yeah.
And on the way out, I saw this morning. Martin Roberts has gone up to Larry Lamb while they're all having their breakfast and everything, and he said, "I gave him a cuddle, like a real hug, and this has reduced Larry Lamb to tears." I'm not buying it myself, but this is what Martin Roberts has been saying on this morning.
Are they still in Australia?
No,
no.
Well, they're home now.
Right.
But they all had a big 5-star.
They have a big rap party, don't they?
Okay, yeah.
And Martin Roberts has gone in for a bit of a squeeze, and Larry Lamb's apparently been reduced to tears and forcibly apologised to Martin for his behaviour.
I think if Martin Roberts squeezed me, I'd cry. There you think. Also, now, having worked here, right, and I know if you're listening to this, you'll agree with me, I can't hear the name Martin Roberts without going, Martin Roberts! Like on his jingle.
Well, that's me. That's never leaving my head.
No, there you go. Rhys, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure, and often a chore.
Only for those of us who have to trawl these magazines.
That's right. So, a man with no interest in or knowledge of showbiz, reviewing the showbiz here on Talk Radio on a Thursday, it's Rhys. We'll be back after the break with today's edition of Paul Rossmaster.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, this Saturday morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Hi guys, it's me, James Buckley, off the telly and YouTube channel Completed It Mate. Did you know that Game are now selling Mafia 3 for £34.99 on PS4 and Xbox One, saving you £15? Wow, what a deal! Why am I telling you? Let's just say that Game made me an offer I couldn't refuse. Yes, just like the Mafia. Well, they gave me a load of money and I signed a contract agreeing to do their adverts, so it's not really like the Mafia. Terms apply. Please visit game.co.uk for details.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. amigoloans.co.uk.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France. For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Leicestershire on the M1 northbound, there's two lanes closed and queuing traffic due to an accident and fuel spillage between junction 21 for the M69 at Leicester and Leicester Forest East services. In West Yorkshire, still severe delays due to an earlier vehicle fire on the M62 eastbound between junction 22 for Rishworth Moor and 23 for Huddersfield, with congestion back to junction 21. And in Berkshire, the M4 westbound, there's an entry slip road closed due to an accident at junction 7 for Slough West. I'm Paul Jenkins.
If you can do a good deed and expect nothing back. If you can step up and get it done when others can't. If you can graft and not let the graft get you down. And put other folk first without a frown. If you can do all that, my son, you'll do me proud.
Okay, no problem. Happy to help.
Thanks very much. Plusnet Broadband is backed up by brilliant customer service. Friendly, helpful staff on hand to sort stuff out. PlusNet will do you proud.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tomorrow night from 7 on Talk Radio.
I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Hello, good afternoon. It's Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. And during that traffic and travel and advertising break, paid intern Cornelius left here to say, I'm going to go and see how much of the food is left in the Talk Radio kitchen. The food, if you've just tuned in, we had a taste test earlier. Thank you, Waitrose. Thank you, Sainsbury's. Thank you, Tesco. Sent us a ton of food. Hams, pies, showstopper desserts. We tasted them all. It's fair to say Cornelius ate more than his own body weight, which is considerable, in all of that food. And then just went out to the kitchen and then has come back eating more of it, even though he's gone the colour of grey.
Yeah.
What did you just eat out there?
Some more ham.
More ham.
I can barely talk.
I know. Your face has become like a ham, like David Cameron's. It just looks like some overboiled ham that's grey. With eyes that look in different directions.
Okay.
Anyway, the internal workings of Cornelius are quite complicated, aren't they?
I can't get my head around
or
it.
Or your stomach. No. Much like the news. The news is complicated, and we help you through it each and every day, of course, by analysing it through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
$1 billion deal saves 4,000 steel jobs. They must get paid loads.
The news in haikus. Right, it's time for this week's edition of Paul Rossmaster. It is the nation's least favourite quiz. It's where the knowledge and patience of radio presenters, of broadcasters and celebrities is tested to breaking point. Their knowledge must be of Full Set Radio Breakfast presenter Paul Ross. For that is the name of the game. It's Paul Rossmaster, and playing today from the regions is the radio presenter Emil Franchi. Hello, Emil.
Hello there, John.
How are you?
I'm very well, just wasting the day away, but that's it.
Yeah. Are you full of ham?
I've been known at times, mainly on a Tuesday.
Right, okay, but not like Cornelius today. All right,
just
getting a handle on... well, you're a radio presenter. A handle. You're a radio presenter. Tell us what stations.
Well, I'm from your very own wireless group, local network. I'm a late night presenter, so that's 10 o'clock. Sorry for Ian, and that's until the end of the year.
Until the end of the year, and then you start a new job. Am I right?
Yeah, I'm running away.
Right, and where are you going?
I'm going up to the northeast to Star Northeast, and I'll be their drive time presenter.
Drive time presenter on northeast. All right, fine. Well, look, I mean congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's good. But the highlight of your career is about to happen now, because
I know I'm peaking.
Yeah, what you have to do, you see, is answer three questions, Emil, as you know, about the full set radio presenter, breakfast radio presenter, Paul Ross, and what you're looking for are some points, because that will get you to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played, and that's how Paul Rossmaster works. So the next question for you is simply, are you ready to play?
I'm always ready. I'm a big critic of Paul Ross, so let's do this.
Let's do this. Thing. Okay, here we go with question number one. Coming soon movie film based on a video game release news now, and a coming soon movie film release based on a video game. Is the coming soon movie film release based on a video game that is called Radio Presenter's Creed? Similar to Assassin's Creed, Radio Presenter's Creed tells the story of the unlocking of the genetic memories of Paul Ross, Talk Radio's popular full-set breakfast presenter, who discovers that he is descended from a mysterious secret society of broadcasters prevalent at the time of the Spanish Inquisition. As Paul Ross begins to gain the knowledge of his ancestors, stealth, speed, killing techniques, and how to interview someone who used to be in The Bill but is now doing panto at the Theatre Royal in Norwich, he begins to fathom the skills necessary to confront his enemies. But Radio Presenter's Creed isn't the only radio-based video game to film adaptation. Emil, name the other one. Is it A, Ball of Duty, a third-person shooter where the third person you must shoot is Zoe Ball? The other two are Michael Ball, twice. Is it B, Grand Theft Radio? You play the role of TalkSport's Drive Time programme as it steals ideas from this show to pass off as its own. Or is it C, Dave Lee Travis's Final Fantasy, which is essentially unplayable?
I'm going to have to go with C.
Dave Lee Travis's Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
Is the right answer. Very good. Very strong. Right, okay. Question number two. Anniversary of the sad death of a ventriloquist news now, and this week, give or take 6 months, is the anniversary of the sad death of one of this country's most beloved ventriloquists, Ray Allen, who, along with his famous puppet of Paul Ross, was a stalwart of 70s television. There's zany, light entertainment banter where the puppet of Paul Ross would interview celebrities such as someone who used to be in The Bill but is now doing panto at the Theatre Royal in Norwich. And their classic Maidenhead roundabout routine raised many smiles in their heyday. And as a result, absolutely no one grew up wanting to be a ventriloquist. But Ray Allen and Paul Ross weren't the only radio-based puppet act that involved sitting atop another man's hand. Name the other one. Was it A, Rod Hull and E. Moyles, where the roof accident funny man Rod Hull had his fist up a misbehaving Chris Moyles, who would misbehave and it was hilarious. They attacked Michael Parkinson. Was it B, Sooty and Jacobs, a popular double act where Sooty silently presented a sports-based afternoon show on TalkSport while Jacobs did magic tricks for Matthew Corbett? Or was it C, Keith Harris and Orvine, where lunchtime Radio 2 presenter Jeremy Vine famously wished he could fly instead of just sitting there playing the Smiths and discussing the issues of the day? Which of those?
As a big fan, I'm going to go for Rod Hull and E. Moyles.
Rod Hull and E. Moyles is the right answer. It's very good, very good. Okay, question number three is a music question. Have a listen to this music. Well, that was, of course, Enola Gay by OMD, a song about the homosexual plane which dropped the atomic bomb on Hiroshima. Here's your unrelated question. This week, Talk Radio's Deep Impact probe sent remarkable pictures back to Earth of a unique 1.5-kilometre-long peanut-shaped full-set breakfast presenter that had gas streaming from its surface.
The probe probed Paul Ross. 23 million kilometres from Earth. It was only the sixth time a spacecraft had made such a close approach to the dense nucleus of the former host of short-lived ITV game show Mind the Gap. Here's your question, Emil. Name five famous nuts. Five famous nuts. Five famous nuts.
Macadamia.
Yep.
The Professor.
Yep. Good. Good enough.
Peas.
Have to put a
magazine. Magazine.
Magazine. We're gonna have to put a timer on you though. Just time.
Walnut.
Out of time. That's it. Well, name five famous nuts. This is what I had written on the card: Cadbury's fruit and Ella, the poo smear looking spread. Bush City Limits. The 9 o'clock news. And Sford Services on the M6 between Junction 18 and Junction 19.
Oh, I know it well.
We didn't get it though, did you?
No.
Well, okay, now we've got to find out exactly what you did score-wise. You are looking, Emil, for some points. That will get you to the top of the leaderboard with everyone else who's ever played Paul Ross Master. It's it's time to fire up the system. It's a very, very slow system, I'm afraid.
I've got all the time in the world.
Yeah. It's just a very slow. Oh, right. Okay. It's a dial-up system.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, Emil. How do you spell Emil?
Yeah, it's E M I L. There's no Y on the end.
How do you spell Heskey?
that would be H E S K E Y.
Cool. Lovely. I'll just print it off. That means it's ready to print.
Okay. Just print it off. Yeah. It's a very slow printer as well, Emil.
Very slow printer.
Quite an old.
I'm surprised you have one.
Old dot matrix printer. Okay, Emil Franchi.
Okay.
Starting his new job as Drive Time presenter in the Northeast in the new year. Currently working late nights in the wireless group in the regions. He's looking for some points. Ooh. Printer jam again.
Jam, paper jam.
Oh, come on, Con.
All right. Okay, he's looking for some points.
Right, I'm just looking at the data.
Yeah. Some points.
And it indicates that you, Emil Franchi, have scored.
Yes.
Some points.
He's got some points.
Yeah!
Yeah!
Hesky.
Well done, Emil.
Thank you.
Right. Okay, that was Emil from the radio in the north. Oddly, I could understand everything he was saying, unlike Cass, who's also from the north. But anyway, winning this week's edition of Paul Ross Master. It'll be back next Thursday. Sam Delaney's just joined us in the studio. He's on next.
Hi, gang.
Hi there.
Hi, Sam.
Is Boris Johnson a national embarrassment?
Yes.
Well, there you go. I won't be asking it now because yet again, you solved the problem before it's even begun.
Yeah. How can a foreign secretary comment on foreign affairs and then everyone says, oh, no, it's his own personal opinion? He's the foreign secretary.
He's the foreign secretary, so it's everyone's opinion. Yeah. We own it. In fact, our taxes funded that opinion.
Yeah, they did.
And I'm sick and tired of my hard-earned tax dollar funding opinions that are inconvenient to Saudi Arabia. And it won't stand. So
a bit of Boris Johnson there.
A bit of Boris Johnson. News. Gary Young, the fantastic Guardian writer and author, is in the studio talking about his new book and the best feature we've ever done. Admittedly, that's not saying anything.
Yeah.
But it's probably the best of a bad lot that we've ever had. It's called Back in Time with Victoria Bourne. She plays a crucial role in it. And that will be happening too. So all sorts of fun and games. I encourage all of the listeners to listen for the full allotted 3 hours.
Yeah.
and to call me with their views on 03444991000.
Excellent stuff, Sam Delaney, with you next on Drive. We're back tomorrow for Friday's afternoon. I'm going to optimistically call it a programme. Between 1 and 4, I'm John Holmes. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.